starts. The Don and Mike Show.
Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Let's take a call. Cape California. Hello.
Hi, Larry. Hi. Don Imus. How you doing today? Love your radio show. Can you tell me what happened to Don and Mike in New York City? If they're not on live anymore?
Are they back on? They were taken off for a while. Are they on or not on the air in New York, Don?
Don and Mike?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know whether they're on or not.
Well, Don and Mike are on. They're on in Washington, right? Don and Mike.
I think that's where they originated from. Yeah.
Las Vegas. Hello.
Stay tuned for your shot at big bucks. Secret Sound, only on the Don and Mike Show.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready.
Now you two are taking a time out.
Phone number 877-365-3636. My bad, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
I didn't have that turned on. It was probably because I was wiping the sweat from my brow.
Warm.
You see, it's hard to manage a radio station. We broadcast from Infinity, as they like to call it, Superstation.
Right.
There's nothing super about this station.
Super!
WJFK, and all of the shows on the station are syndicated.
Right.
They come from somewhere else. All of the shows, except our show.
Right. We originate from here, in control now, gentlemen.
And, well, the air conditioning is broken, and I guess no one notices until 3 o'clock, until it's time for us to do our show.
It's only 82 in here.
And I was told...
Why didn't anyone tell anyone?
As you hold the cold bottle of Evian to your head...
I'm feeling lightheaded.
I was told, don't worry, Wendell's out of the hardware store buying a fuse.
Well, that's good. If Mr. Drucker finds the right fuse, we'll have air conditioning. Maybe Wendell will also bring back blocks of ice.
Did they not
do a complete and total renovation of the air conditioning?
Those guys are always here. The air conditioning van, the heating van. Those
I know
guys,
the answer.
They have a permanent parking spot downstairs.
He was in last Saturday when I do another program, and he said that there's a slow leak in the Freon. So that...
In the new system.
Whatever the system is now. And I don't know that they replaced it. I know they cleaned it, because remember it used to smell like bleach in here?
Yeah.
That's from the cleaning. Oh. So every time they charge it with Freon, it's just a matter of moments until it needs Freon again.
And the magic is, and we'll get past this, ladies and gentlemen, because we're professionals. Look it up.
Right.
You'll get past that. But the magic is, you can go anywhere in this building. Currently outside, the temperature is a very comfortable 54, 55 degrees.
Yes, it's a crisp autumn day here in the nation's capital.
You can go anywhere in this building, to any room in this building, and it's climate controlled to your liking.
Perfect.
Except here.
Where there are no vents.
In the nerve center, where it is currently, what does it say?
82.
82.
Perfect. And we are breathing each other's sink.
It smells in here.
Because not only is there no air conditioning, there is no air circulation.
It smells offensive. It smells like Rob Grippy in here.
It smells like a damn zoo in here. And it's all made better by the fact that all the lighting in this room are the same lights they used to keep French fries warm at a fast food restaurant.
Yeah, which is 1960s track lighting.
But listen, no need to worry about that, because it's just us. It's just us, the only live show that broadcasts out of this radio station every day.
So here we are, and, you know, that is our issue, that they've known this. So here it is, the end of the day.
And just now, somebody says, oh, that's right, the only live show, the only show that really generates any revenue for this asshole that's coming on the air. Gosh, maybe we better send Wendell out to the hardware store to get a fuse.
To get a fuse.
Get a fuse. My God. Come on in here.
It's very... You know, now, wait a minute, it's getting hotter.
Now,
I'm getting closer to the flames.
We're not kidding. Now, Buzz, you're in a different studio.
Yes, I am.
Is your studio climate controlled?
No, it's pretty warm in here as well.
But you don't mind that, do you?
Not usually.
You're someone who brings a heater in normally.
I'm wearing a wool sweater, so it's not working out too well for me.
Don has a turtleneck on.
Well, but now I had something to go over the turtleneck, and I had to go down just in the plain turtleneck now.
But my heater doubles as a fan.
Ah, very good.
Well, there you go, Buzz. Anyway... Hey, was that the sound of your fan?
Yes.
Can we hear that again? That's
Buzz's fan. Buzz, you feel cooler just listening.
That's right. Buzz brings his fan wherever he goes.
He does. His fans.
My biggest fan.
Surrounded by fan.
Money fan.
So anyway, you know what?
What?
We've gotten the show off on the wrong foot here, complaining. Of course, we need a dose of sensibility from Bill O'Reilly.
That'll help.
We have today's Bill O'Reilly moment.
The Bill O'Reilly moment, brought to you by Billy O. Billy?
You go right ahead and make out in front of my 3-year-old daughter. Go right ahead and do that.
I'm sorry.
Bill O'Reilly thought of the day.
I think he's losing it. I think he's absolutely losing
Mike,
it.
Mike, I find myself comforted by that thought. Can I hear that again? I feel the temperature in the room decreasing already.
Oh, yeah.
Bill? Oh, I forgot. It's in the machine. It's in the machine that doesn't work.
Jesus Christ. You go right ahead and make out in front of my 3-year-old daughter. Go right ahead and do that.
There you go.
Listen to that.
He says it's okay.
He seems to get kookier every day.
The Bill O'Reilly thought of the day. Okay, on with the show. Hello, Don and Mike. Here is Paul from South New Jersey. Paul, hi.
Hey, Don. How you doing?
Hi, we are doing great, sir.
I'm calling about your Stump the Joe you had on last night. I tried to get through, but I guess it's too late.
Oh, and Robbie, wherever you went, Robbie, we'll need the Stump the Joe music, the Stump the Joe theme music. I'm so glad you called.
Yeah, Joe owes you $5.
Yeah, and he knows it, too.
I know he did, because he told me he wasn't paying.
Well, you know, I'm not going to make him pay.
No.
You know, say, Joe, $5 is what, a joint?
Pennies, Joe.
A Percocet, you know. A
couple of cans of dinner?
Whatever. Before the end of the show yesterday.
Now, what happened to Rob A?
I don't know.
He's always, hi, Rob.
Hot in here.
Oh, I hope you can't.
I was one cart away.
You can't leave. Would you grab the stuff, the Joe music, please?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Before the end of the show yesterday, Joe came in here during a commercial set, slammed the door open, knocked a rack of cartridges over, came and leaned over at my side of the console. You saw this, Mike.
Right.
And just threw a piece of paper in front of me. He had done a Google search
mm-hmm.
at Google.com
mm-hmm.
where it shows that in the movie Fast Times at Ridgemont High,
right.
On one site, quotes from the movie that the guy, when Spicoli is in the car...
driving with the kid.
The brothers Trans Am. But then later, on another Google search, it shows that it was a Camaro.
That's Z28.
28. Blue, actually.
So, Joe, yesterday... Joey, would you come in, please? There's the music to meet this time to stump for Joe. Joe music. When we were playing Stump the Joe yesterday, Joe was adamant that it was, in fact, a Trans Am, not a Z28. And then he was trying to make the argument, which is partly true, that really the Firebird and the Camaro are the same, and in some regards they are, but really they're not.
This is right after he had completely cussed out the Rolling Stones caller.
Oh, and let's flash back to that moment.
The first year that Bill Wyman left after they toured, who played bass for the Rolling Stones that year?
Daryl Jones, Ricky. Is he right?
No, I thought it was Ollie Brown.
Oh, you're a just some of the.
I'm feeling much better today.
Unbridled attitude from Joe.
Yeah.
Joe, this guy, Paul, is calling to say that, in fact, the car was not a Trans Am, it was a Z28. And your answer is?
First thing I did when I got home last night was pop in the tape. It is indeed a Z28.
So, in fact, Joe was stumped on Stump the Joe, but you're not giving the money
very
back.
Very technical. No money back, no prize for him.
Hey, do I get the prize?
Nothing and likes it.
Oh, no, give this a prize. Give this guy a prize. Come on.
All right.
Come on, give him a prize. Read it to him, Joe. I love it when you read.
Congratulations, buddy. You have won a Band of Brothers DVD box set. Now available to own on DVD and VHS comes the award-winning HBO series Band of Brothers from HBO Video. Available wherever videos and DVDs are sold.
Very good, Joe. Oh, thank you, my friend.
Cash value of that.
The cash value of that? I mean, you don't want it, we'll give it to someone else.
I'm just kidding.
That's all right. Expensive. That's a nice piece, isn't it? I brought one of those home for myself. I like that.
It is. Thank you for the call, my friend.
No problem.
All right, so the riddle has been solved. Joe, in fact, was stumped.
Thank you for giving him a prize.
Great hearing Joe Reed.
Yeah, I mean, even when he really doesn't, he doesn't try to do that.
No, it's great, though. Stay tuned. Coming soon, another episode of Stump the Joe on these CBS owned and operated stations.
Yeah.
There you go.
Winner gets an air conditioner.
There's the Stump the Joe music. Yeah, goddamn, it's hot in here. I mean, really, I'm trying. Well, you know, can you lower the lights on Mike's side?
You know what we could do is just until we get the fuse, we can go to fluorescent lighting. I know it's not appealing to the eye, but it would cool it down in here, I think.
Have we ever had the fluorescent lighting on?
I don't like that, though. I like our cool DJ track lighting.
Mm-hmm. Huh?
Oh, that immediately feels cooler.
Oh, boy, but I feel like working in a doctor's office, though. At least turn my side on. Can you do that?
I think so.
I don't mind having the French fry lights on me, I guess, on the board and everything.
Your doctor works in the dark?
Well, no, but my doctor has fluorescent lights.
Oh, that, yeah.
And today, I guess that's...
Now you can see on the fluorescence, too, Ron.
I guess that's okay.
Or do you need them back there?
No, I can't see anyways.
You know, I hear... You know, here's
how's that for you? Is that good for you?
I'll work through it, Mike.
Okay.
I'll make it happen. about doctors, what, Rob?
Now this looks like the studio in Joe Dirt.
You know, I had this thing where this old guy ran into me... You know, parking lot on September 30th, and I dislocated my hip. And I've been going back to the same place to get treatment on my hip.
Yes.
Continuously over the last month and a half. And it's a drag. Anybody that's been hit by a car or has had any kind of accident will tell you You can go ahead and laugh at that. You don't have to stifle your laughter when I say I was hit by a car.
I wasn't stifling. I was just, you know, I mean, I know you, I thought yesterday you were in a lot of pain. Weren't you were you in pain yesterday?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I overheard you, like, talking to your wife or something, saying, yeah, it's still, it's the same, or it's the same, and you're kind of in pain today, and you're
a little bit.
You're ready to be skipping around, and you're not, and maybe the timetable's not as fast as you want.
No, the timetable is exactly as the doctors have said. Give it 8 to 12 weeks.
Yeah.
And the problem is that I'm not feeling it great. And anyway, here's where I'm going with this. That this morning, I've got my therapy, my rehab, my thing where I lay on the table and she does the stuff.
Same lady with the big boobs?
Yeah, at 9 o'clock. Now, I'm thinking that since it's 9 o'clock in the morning, and I have to wear sweats anyway, because I lay on this table and, like, they pull up the back of my shirt and they pull down my sweatpants a little bit.
We had the whole underwear discussion when you were first going.
They pull down my underpants halfway to get right on my hip there.
Exactly.
I was thinking today, you know, it's really a drag to have to get up and get moving and take a shower and to shave and do all of that. I'd much rather shower and shave right before I come to work. So I was thinking today, maybe today I could get away with just changing my underpants. Of course, I wouldn't go with dirty underpants.
Right.
Just washing my hands, washing my face.
Doing a little Elvis shower.
Yeah, and doing that. And
going to your therapist grungy.
And I couldn't do it. I couldn't bring myself to do it.
Well, you know they're going to be laying their hands on you and stuff like that.
Yeah, I was walking out the door, and I thought, I can't do this. And I'm so glad that I didn't, because she was wearing the tightest sweater today.
Ooh. Really?
I swear to God. And at one point, she's doing this thing. I'm laying on my back on the table. And, you know, I'm trying to bring my knees up to my chest.
Right.
And I'm really having problems with this because I got a real sharp pain that's going through my right side. Mm. What she does is she gets up on the table, down by where my legs are. She's sitting on the table on her knees, and she's cradling my legs in my arms, and she's lifting up a little bit. Now tell me when this hurts. Up a little more. Meanwhile, the whole time, her boobs are touching my legs. You know what I mean? And at that point, I'm thinking, boy, glad I showered.
Yeah, sure. Glad. I wanted to be nice and nice smelling.
Even though, you know, it was out of my routine that normally.
She wearing a sweater?
No, she was not wearing a sweater.
Like a dance skin or something like that?
Yeah, it's very tight. All of the women that work in this office are incredibly hot. And then there's the male nurse, Jeremy.
Mm-hmm. Jeremy with the pimples?
Yeah, Jeremy with the pimples and the big biker chain that hangs from his jeans. And I always get him first, you know. Hey, dude. So what's new with the radio business, dude? I'm going to be using the ultrasound, dude. You just let me know if this hurts, man. So he starts doing this, and then he's like, what's the matter with radio today, man? Like, all the stations play the same songs. I know you don't play songs on your station, man, but, like, how come they all play the same song? Even college radio around here sucks, man. There's nothing good to listen to, man.
He's like Mr. Alternative.
Yeah, and the whole time I'm just thinking, please bring the hot therapist in.
Of course. Get out of here, dude.
Why can't I have the hot therapist? So I'm very, very glad that I showered. But then because as a force of habit, I showered again.
Showered twice?
Before I came to work today, because it's my routine to take a shower.
And how are you doing? I mean, are you still hurting a lot?
Yeah.
Wow.
When are you supposed to be done with your therapy?
In January.
Oh, man.
In January. It's a 12-week process. I dislocated my freaking hip.
Jeez.
I mean, it's a lot of crap to go through. I'm not here to bitch about that. I'm just mentioning And now I'm going to smell like crap. I've taken two showers already today.
Right.
And I'm going to smell like my shoe when I get home tonight because it's 82 degrees in our studio.
You're going to smell like the wine that the Junior Soprano was drinking.
Yeah.
Smell like people's feet.
Boy, it's really.
It's not the heat in here as much as it's the air. Do you notice?
The humidity.
It's difficult to get a good breath.
Can you open the door? You know, I hate doing that because I hate getting outside sounds in here.
Uh-huh.
Now we've actually turned all the lights off, and we've opened up the door. There you go. Well, that does absolutely no good.
Well, when it was really hot, the one time it went out during the summer, they put a fan on the door.
Yeah. You know who cares, Mike?
Who cares?
Alan Linewan cares.
Oh, yeah.
He cares desperately.
Really?
You know the answer to that.
Yes, of course.
It's casual today.
It's casual. All the people are back there cash.
Huh. Man, I'm hot. God damn.
Yeah, baby.
I'm hot. Hear that? That's the sound of me fanning myself. I'm hot at Washington's Super Station.
Hello, this is Alan Line, one of the broadcast
on
JFK Radio.
Jackass.
I'm not available right now, so please leave your name.
Where are you, Dick?
With a brief message, and I'll get back to you as soon as possible. Thanks, and have a nice day.
Oh, eat me.
I'll record your message at the tone. When you're finished, hang up or stay on the line.
He's not trying to trade out a new fuse.
I'm dying here. It's 100 degrees in your studio, man. I'm dying here.
Help! Help!
Hear this? That's right. I'm using an index card to fan myself. I'm dying here, Alan.
Oh, boy.
I'm dying.
Oh, boy.
I'm dying.
Jesus.
Please fix the air conditioning.
We're not being able to get a breath.
And listen, if you look at that contract they've done, we're not going to the Christmas party. See you later. Okay.
Not an empty threat. Not a hollow. Not a...
It sounded so ridiculous.
That's one of
we're
the
not
last,
coming to the party.
That's one of the last chips we can play. Mm-hmm.
And you'll have to play soccer with the Masters today.
That's right. You heard us right. You either get that contract done, or we, the main entertainment, will not be coming to the company Christmas party this year.
That's just the way it's going to be.
Right.
There's nothing that's going to change that.
Company Christmas party is Friday, December 6th.
You should call that a holiday party.
Excuse me, Rob, yes. For those who observe other than Christmas, that'd be Hanukkah and Ramadan and
Kwanzaa.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And Kukula and anything else that you observe.
Kranula and Aliyah.
All I know is that we're not going. We're not going unless you get that stuff done. And you got to fix the air conditioning.
Right on.
Rob, would you grab him and bring him in here? Yeah, of course you can find him. He's cowering under his desk right now. He's hiding. He's staring at the phone going, please don't ring.
Don?
Yes, Mike?
Is that you?
Mike, is that you?
The lights have gone out.
I can't see you.
I'm about to lose consciousness.
Mike? Mike?
Help?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys, what's going on?
Hi.
I don't mean to be a speed bump in the road, but since you have the lights off there, can you be telling a story about the therapist and talk real slow?
No, you have to catch it. You have to catch it the first time around.
I do love it whenever you talk about your therapist.
Yeah.
That is a wonderful mental picture you have painted. I enjoy that. I truly dig that.
Really, you got it. You got to get it like it was today. Where
my shoulder is really starting to hurt.
She actually got up on the table. On her knees, right. On the table. I was going this way, lengthwise. Mm-hmm. She was going the other way. And
she smells good, too, right?
Oh, smells fantastic.
Right.
Smells so nice.
Yeah.
And gently, very feather-like arms. But my big man, hairy legs, picking them up and going, up, down, mm-hmm. up, down.
Where are her legs when she's doing that? Do her knees, touch your buttocks?
Yeah. Yeah, her heels are touching her buttocks.
What about your buttocks?
My buttocks are on the table.
Do her knees touch your buttocks?
No, because she was kneeling down. She was kneeling
near
down,
your feet,
down by my feet. And here he is now, general manager of the year, Alan Linewand. Alan,
on Casual Tuesday.
Alan, would you just Rob, shut the door.
Freeze it in here,
so Alan can get the full feel of what it's like in here. Now, turn the lights back to where they normally are.
There you go.
Al, spend a couple of moments in here with us, please.
It's very warm.
This is terrific.
As I was mentioning, you run a radio station. You call it a superstation. And
Washington superstation.
You have 24 hours a day of programming.
Yes, sir.
Currently, 4 hours a day comes out of the station. Everything else comes out of somewhere else. Generally speaking.
Generally.
More or less. I mean, Ron and Fez come once in a while down here, but otherwise, we're the only show.
You're glistening.
Yeah. Mm. I am I'm sweating. Look at that, Mike.
That's sweat.
A buzz?
Yeah,
get that on eBay.
I can see that.
Get that on eBay right now.
In your baggie.
And when those lights are on, that's when you get the full effect of the heat lamp in here.
So, Al, we just wanted to...
It's warm in here.
It is warm. It warms up here.
Spend a little time here in the studio. You know, you can go anywhere else in this building, and it's climate controlled.
And, you know, not only... we normally keep the studio at about 58 degrees in here. That's normally... We keep it cooler than the rest of the building. So it's compounded when we have absolutely no ventilation at all.
So we're just wondering...
what the problem is.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that would be...
I was told that Wendell had to go out and get a fuse.
Well, you know a lot more about this than I do right now.
Really?
This is the first I've heard of it.
That's a lie.
Really?
No, seriously.
No, that's a lie.
Now, Rob,
that's a lie, Rob.
When I invited him...
You know, Rob has lost sight, hasn't he?
Yeah, that's true. Rob told me 3 minutes ago.
No, that's a lie, too. When I said, I'd like to invite you to the air studio, you said, is this an air conditioning issue? That says to me you knew there was something
else. Because somebody just said that to me on the way over here.
You heard about it before this.
That's right. Okay. Why am I talking to you?
That's right. You don't talk to Rob.
That's right. That's right.
You don't talk to him. So, being a man of action,
yes.
What are we going to do here?
I guess we're going to get a fuse.
Okay. Hold on. We got a guy who says he's on his way to fix the air conditioner.
Very good.
But it also says he lives in Wisconsin. Do you live in Wisconsin?
Yeah, I'm on my way to fix your air conditioner for you right now.
Oh, stop it.
Get out of here, you dummy.
Don't toy with us in our time of need.
Get out of here.
Oh.
Who is it, Anthony Cumia?
Are the fuses too expensive to keep in stock? Can we not afford extra fuses?
I find out what the problem is.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Hello.
You're on the air.
Oh, thank you. Hey, I got a suggestion for the guys. When I get...
We're here. You're talking... Sir.
We're here.
You're talking to us right now.
We're here right now.
Yeah, I'd say when I get a little uncomfortable, what I do is I start taking clothes off until I get more comfortable.
No, thank you. Bad idea.
I was thinking about that.
Bad idea.
I was seriously thinking about just getting into my shorts.
That'll be good.
Just really kicking off my cowboy boots that I'm wearing right now and just sitting in my boxers.
Go ahead. I dare you. I dare you with Alan here.
Huh?
I dare you to with Alan here.
All right. There we go.
Oh, jeez. That's why I have to watch.
You dare to.
Yeah, you can't leave.
All right.
Can't leave.
Look how hot it is right now.
He's going to go down to his boxer shorts.
Oh, boy.
Boots are off. Pants are off.
There you go. How's that?
I'm very comfortable right now. Hi, Alan. How are you?
Hey, David.
Thanks for coming into the studio today.
Thanks, son.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
I am comfortable in here right now.
Now, that's a...
This is fantastic.
That's a publicity photo.
Hi, everybody. Here I am.
That is a Christmas card.
Yeah, I hope these are the clean ones. My goodness. Here they are. Yes, sirree. I'm in my underwear. That's how hot it is in here, Alan. I am in my underwear.
It's warm in here.
Look what you have done to him.
God damn it. Look what I've been reduced to. Look what I have been reduced to.
All right, who should we call, Alan, as long as you're in here?
Let's call Mike. Let's get Mike up.
Mike Friedman?
Yep.
Where's he?
Right, hold on.
God, anytime we need him.
828. We'll call him.
Where is he? At Color Printer Charm School?
He won't be here.
No. He's here.
He's here? He's in the building?
I just saw him.
Yeah.
Looking for a fuse.
He's not going to pick up his voicemail.
Buzz, you still digging me in the boxer shorts?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Could you do this every day?
Why not? Alan's office.
Try Alan's office.
He was in Alan's office.
All right.
You know, even with my shorts.
Hold on.
Do you want me to go down and get them?
No. Yeah. Right. No. Would you really?
Huh? Sure.
Would you really?
Yeah.
All right.
Can I get them?
Go ahead.
Mike in his T-shirt, boxers, and socks. Now headed to get the engineer.
That's good. It is hot in here, Alan. How?
It's
how hot? Really, Rob? What is the temp?
I'm going to guess. It's about 87 degrees in here.
No, we're holding fast at 82.
Mm-hmm. 82
I think we
degrees.
Went down to 80, but now we're back up to 82.
Holding fast at 82, and Mike is now walking around the station somewhere. Now, Lisa's... instant messaging me. What, Mike?
He's upstairs.
He's upstairs.
Well, Mike is going to go upstairs, I guess.
Okay, good.
Up to the office level in his underwear. There he goes, past the window, down the hall. Where'd Don go? That's the question. Don? Everyone's left. Hi, it's just me and you again. Don and Mike are trying to get to the bottom of the air conditioning controversy, and once again, we're alone, just the two of us. Hey, baby. Would you like me to talk sexy while they're gone? It is about 80 degrees in here, and I made the mistake of wearing a wool sweater today because normally they do keep it at like 59 degrees, and I keep a space heater to keep my toes warm and so my fingers are nimble enough to type, because when they turn blue, it's difficult to operate the keys. But today, it's actually a little too warm, even for me. Don and Mike are back in the studio now.
Well, you know, never send a boy to do a man's job.
What happened?
Well, Mike slipped out.
Uh-huh.
And I was going to slip out and leave.
Jesus Christ, it's hot in here.
Just leave Alan in here by himself.
Uh-huh.
And all I know is by the time I got to the front desk, I was hearing you on the radio saying...
Alan was gone.
Nobody's here. And I went to Rob, and what happened, Rob? I mean, you're supposed to stop him.
I tried. He slipped out. What can I say?
I don't think those two guys could stay in the same room together.
So now Mike has his pants back on.
Well, Colette loved it. Hello, baby.
And we
Julie,
almost,
I know you got a good look, too.
We were almost able to pull that move on him again where we got him alone in the studio and just left him by himself.
But it didn't work. He runs now. That was the worst thing we could have done to him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We would have had him, though, Rob, if you would have just held him. I mean, physically, maybe you would have had to hold him.
Yeah, but I didn't want to touch him.
That's the last thing.
He's kind of slippery.
You know, I'll be honest with you. I found walking around here in my shorts.
Relaxing?
No, quite the opposite. Stimulating.
Well,
matter of fact, with each with each pass down the hallway, a little more turgidity.
WJFK.
A little distracted, are you, honey?
Yeah.
Colette, what was it like seeing Mike in his underpants?
I was shocked.
Uh-huh. There you go.
Shocked.
Are you?
But in a good way, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Are you now?
I'm okay now.
Are you thinking about Mike in that way?
No.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right.
Have you ever been with a white man before?
No, I haven't.
Mm. You know, there's things we can do.
I'm sure there is.
There's things that we whiteys can do. We crackers. we can do our part. And, you know, I mean, he's too shy to tell you, but I'll tell you right now, he's on the market.
Yeah, and I'm a skilled blanksmith.
Okay, I'll keep that in mind.
Right.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Jesus.
There she is, a reception.
Rob, kill those lights, seriously. It is ridiculous in here.
Rob, goddamn, it's hot in here.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, nobody wants to hear us just bitch about this endlessly.
I know. I mean, come on.
Let's bitch about something else. we do have something else to bitch about. And Rob Grippy is here.
Mm.
Man without a car, man who's living
he
in his van.
He saw me in my underwear.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey.
God, I was calling to beg you guys not to leave the studio and leave that jerk off on the air.
Oh, now, come on.
Come on. That was one of the greatest segments ever. That time we...
Dead air was better.
No, that time we left Alan in the studio.
I think it's important to point out we still haven't found an engineer.
Right.
I'd like to do the What Would You Eat contest.
Would you really? And, you know, we're doing that on Thursday. We're giving away a vacation to Las Vegas. Oh, and listen to this. Not only a vacation to Las Vegas, but $1,000 to gamble with.
Ah, wow.
It was a trip to Las Vegas and $1,000 on Thursday when we played the What Would You Eat contest. What would you eat for $1,000 and a trip to Las Vegas?
I would have to eat Frida.
Oh, now.
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 You cannibal.
Stop that.
I don't
think
we could not allow that.
Thank you, Buzz. No, I could. No, I couldn't. As much
what,
as
what,
I...
if, what if standards and practices gave it the okay, though?
An unshowered Frida. Oh.
You know, in my current condition, she'd probably welcome it. I mean, it's been for both of us. It's been a long time.
Right, right.
Since anything's been happening down there.
You could do that.
Yeah, you're right. I guess I could.
Yeah.
I guess I could. Thanks.
I think I might.
Thanks for pointing that out. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike. How you guys doing today?
Sweating our balls off, man. Like 85 degrees in this goddamn room.
Put your hands together and blow, you know?
I swear to God.
Hey, listen. With Eddie Bracken and James Coburn died, who's going to be number three?
Who was the first person you mentioned?
Eddie Bracken.
Who's Eddie Bracken?
Who's that?
Remember Wally and from Wally World? And
he also made about 4,000 movies in the 40s. I'm sorry, sir. Were you talking?
Oh, who is the guy?
He played Wally from Wally's World in Vacation, the first Vacation.
But not an actor of James Coburn's.
No, and also hadn't made a notable film in 50 years.
Yeah, Wally in Wally's World? What?
Wally from Wally World in Vacation.
You mean the guy that looked like Disney?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No, he's not famous enough.
Oh, he's not?
No.
No way.
Thank
no.
you, though. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey.
Hey.
How's it going?
Hot.
Don
and Mark, I love you guys.
Thank you.
I listen to you guys every freaking day.
Thank you.
Listen, I wanted to tell you about a BM drink.
Okay.
All right. You'll appreciate the website, too. Go to ingrish.com. E-N-G-R-I-S-H.
Did you do that, please, Buzz?
Yes.
Ingrish.
Yeah, and then go to the drinks, and you'll see it, BM Soda or something like that. It's from Japan.
BM Soda.
BM Soda.
Yeah.
You're right. A BM Soda with a sushi?
Yeah, hello.
Speaking of, oh, and speaking of websites.
Hey, Buzz, can I ask Marcia?
Sure, go ahead.
All our listeners seem to be wanting to do spouses.
Have our wives.
Yeah, we did some hot ass, too.
Thank you, my friend. Boy, do I have news for you guys about the American Idiot contest.
Oh, man, the plot thickens.
Yes, it sure does. Here hello, did you find it, Buzz?
Yeah, the BM coffee.
Donna, hello. What does it say,
Buzz?
It
said for all coffee.
What does it say?
It doesn't say anything. It's just a picture of the product. I can click on it and see what happens.
I see it real big.
Yeah, there it is.
BM.
BM Coffee.
BM Coffee.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, my name's Eric. I was just calling to tell you guys, I wanted to let you know that it's Larry King's birthday today.
Ah, we'll have to have some kind of special birthday tribute done for Larry King.
Absolutely. We love Larry.
Let me see, where's my, hey, Robbie, where's
Larry King?
It should be, it's Larry, over there.
We played that, Don played that wonderful tape of Larry with Imus.
Yeah.
And they got called about us, and they were completely flustered.
Right. Zeiger's name.
How old is he today? 70?
69. 69er. Yeah, well, I have a tribute today to Larry King on the show. All right, thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
Thank you. See you later. Hi, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, I know you can cool it down in there real fast.
Yeah, how?
Just have Rob's wife come down and talk to you about her weekend.
Huh? I don't follow.
No.
Have her, because she's such a cold, you know, B-T-C-H.
Where'd you hear that?
Where's
this come from?
Oh, yeah,
where does it happen?
We have one guy that would like to perform oral on my wife, another guy who would like to
do Marcia,
yes, and this guy who just out
attacking Carrie,
attacked a defenseless woman.
Yeah,
who's just had a baby,
a new mother, no less.
Hey, is it true that High Pitch Eric and Rob Spielk are the same person?
That who?
High Pitch Eric. Yeah, from the good show that's on JFK.
From the what?
From the good show that's on JFK. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, you're
not your second choice show.
You're one of those guys.
Agenda boy.
I'm just kidding with you guys. I'm
yeah,
sorry.
Right.
I love that.
Yeah, right. Yeah, we love to be kidded with like that.
Yeah, that's great, especially on a day where it's 88 degrees in the studio.
The whole point of your show is to have people come up and joke around.
You incredible hump.
We know you incredible fat ass.
Now you have an.
It'd be a little cooler if you weren't carrying around 6 yards of pounds of Jameson and corned beef.
And why is Wendell waving in the?
Wendell, come here. What do you got, Wendell?
Wendell, what's going on?
I'm just gonna ignore this idiot. Wendell, please come back. Wendell.
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 God damn it!
He just walked by the window holding something in his hand.
There's a delay.
It might have been the fuse, the much needed fuse. Are you still there, douche?
Yeah. I'm
yeah. Goodbye.
Wendell, what's going on?
Wendell, what is that that you wave?
Damn, it's hot in here.
What is it you have?
Did you tell anybody about this?
What is it you have, Wendell?
Oh, that was a box of fuses.
A box of fuses?
That's $30 box of
fuses. So is it all fixed?
No, we got the air conditioning guy here.
To put in a fuse?
If it's not the fuse, fuses blow for a reason. Fuses don't blow because they get tired of working.
So in other words, you're saying this is a problem that's not going to be resolved in the next...
Hopefully it's going to be resolved in the next couple of seconds.
Oh, really? So they're putting the fuse in now?
Yeah.
The air conditioning guy.
Mm-hmm. But do you have faith in that the fuse will just reset the air conditioner?
No, but my office is nice and cool.
Excuse me, I just kicked the microphone. I apologize. That was my fault.
But what about here in the studio?
I got a fan.
Do you think the guy putting the fuse in...
Why did you go get the fuse if the guy from the air conditioning company was already here? Did they send you...
Because we were maximizing our resources to get this fixed as quickly as possible. Mike got the guy from the air conditioning company. I got the fuse.
So the guy from the air conditioning company didn't have fuses like in his truck?
No idea. I know I didn't have any fuses.
Okay.
But I'm asking your expert opinion as a full-time engineer.
Yeah.
As a full-time engineer, Smoot, do you think that them putting the fuse in will fix the air conditioning?
God, I hope so.
It's an engineering. Hey, that's how they talk.
Radio stuff. I don't fix. I'm not an afternoon.
You know why he's delighted?
Tin knocker kind of guy.
It is not under his purview.
No, not his problem. All right, thanks, Smoot.
Plainly.
Appreciate it.
See how happy he is? He's literally not responsible for it.
It's our engineer, Wendell Hall.
He really could care.
Not his fault. He's very happy.
He could care.
One time, it's not his fault.
Yeah. Absolutely has nothing to do with it. The Wendell going out and getting the fuse was just. as Wendell said, maximizing the resources.
Hello, helpful. Don and Mike. Hello.
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi, this is John. For $1,000 and a trip to Las Vegas, I'd be willing to eat at Arby's.
To eat at Arby's.
I find that very offensive.
Hello, Don and Mike. Try the curly fries.
Curly fries, and I limit myself to one milkshake a month.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey.
Where's your crap detector now?
You know what? They feel our pain.
Yeah.
That's why they come out.
They
come out because they are sadistic bastards.
I can barely summon the strength to dial Joe to yell at him.
I know. They smell blood.
Oh, my God. Yeah, all right, Joe. You know.
Hey, you know, that's not the, by the way, that guy's from Wisconsin. He's not even the real Belcher.
Well, I know that he's not the guy's not the real guy, but you're saying it's not, that guy is an imitation of the guy who is the real guy?
Right.
So he would be the third?
Yes.
Hi, guy.
You see, I'm sure I don't really have to explain this too deeply, except for there are people that wake up and the whole goal of their day is to get through on a radio show.
See, there's one guy out there.
And I don't understand them, but that's what they do.
There's one guy out there, I call him the burping guy,
right.
And he's the guy whose tapes we play. He calls radio stations and calls Larry King, and then he always asks about us, and he burps.
Mm-hmm.
Then there was a guy who copies him.
Who would call and say, "Where's your crap detector now?" And now there's a guy that copies that guy.
Yeah. And that's what you're saying, Joe.
Because it's such an original idea, I guess they're, you know, it's sweeping the nation.
Oh, and hey, Joe Billy?
Yes.
You know, why not? Why not just throw this one on? The computers have all just crashed in here.
I just saw that.
Can you come and reset the computers?
That's the heat.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, JB.
I think so.
You think it's the heat that's frying the computers out?
That can do it.
What an asshole this is. I swear to God. You know, even if they get the contract done, I'm not going to the Christmas party. That's Christmas. I don't want to celebrate Christmas with anybody who works here, except you guys.
Thank you.
Really, I don't. All of you can rot in hell. I swear to God, this is the worst place I've ever worked in my life. I swear to Christ.
And you're fanning yourself, and you're maybe making yourself hotter by burning those calories.
Working so hard.
There you go, Mike.
You're getting aerobic by
sweating to the oldies. clearing the lines right now. 877-365-3636. You know, what the hell? I'm so mad. It's not even my money. It's not even my money.
Careful.
I'm about to tell you what it is.
You're about to give a good hint for the secret sound?
No, let's just say what it is.
Oh, really?
No.
And we just give the money away.
Come on, man. You're losing your head.
And we have Alan that way. It's Alan's money.
No, we want people to have the fun of playing the contest. Come on now.
It's too hot to have fun.
We need a hose in here.
Man. God damn it, Tom.
We need a kiddie pool.
A water wiggle with ice in it.
We're going to say what it is.
We ought to do it. Poke a hole in that window.
Do it. Are really going to do it?
No.
Come on, why not, Rob?
We got
a million of them.
I know. We got a million of them.
It's a microwave door closing.
It is not, Mike. It is not.
The briefcase.
How about a hint, though? A good hint. Instead of your usual crappy hints. You know, I speak for the listeners here. If you just blurt it out after all this time, it's really hurtful.
I don't think so.
It's hurtful because those of us who are not in the know don't even have a chance to give it a good old-fashioned
guess. Hold on. Stop taking the caller 100 now. Let me ask the listeners what they think.
We have a fan now.
Hello.
Oh, that's good.
This will help.
Oh, that is great.
Oh, somebody brought us a fan?
Yeah, it's going to suck the cool air and bring it in.
Hey, would you like it if I just gave out the answer and then you would just call it 100?
Yeah.
You would, all right?
Hey, now what you're doing, you see what you're doing.
You're enticing
there.
Them.
You're framing the question in such a way as they will all answer affirmatively.
But but they will not, they're not the caller 100, though.
I understand.
Would you like the answer given out on the air?
Thank you, boom!
You know what? And that firms it up. I bet if you give the answer on the air, if you give me like 4-1, I say that the person still doesn't get it.
Oh, that's a very good possibility.
Sure.
Because they don't listen.
But those
they
of us
hear.
Who are listening, you know, because it's their job.
Right.
You know, it's just, I'd like just to have a crack at it with a really good hint first before you blurted it out.
There's the only hint that you could give would be obvious. The only hint that I could possibly give would give away the what do we do? Hi, Joe.
I'd like to double down on Rob's bet.
So both you guys are 4-1.
That you'd give it out and somebody wouldn't get it.
And they still wouldn't get it?
As long as the bet's a dollar.
Okay, get out of here, Joe. As long as the bet's a dollar. How much you want to go, Rob?
I would say, you know, $5 up against 20.
I say that somebody will get it if you give it out.
Yeah, so do I. Absolutely. Turning on a blender. Call 100 right now. Good luck.
This is the Don and Mike Show. The Howard Stern.
Nothing works here. The medications don't work. I've been here for 7 years. Nothing works here. I hate this place. Nothing works here. The medications don't work. I've been here for 7 years. I hate this place. Nothing works here. The medications don't work. I hate this place. Nothing works here.
Alan.
The medications don't work.
Listen.
I've been here for 7 years.
12 years.
Nothing works here.
Nothing
works here.
It's Alan and Mike Show.
Okay.
Your hands in the air, cause we don't take it there. And I know it ain't fair, but we just don't care.
They will put the boom, boom, booty on ye, Don and Mike.
Ain't no other cat got love me, ain't no cat so much love me.
You tell me another show that gives you CCR with DMS. I'm gonna like it.
Ain't no other cat got love me.
I'm nutty for the remixes now. I'm all about the remixes now. All
right, we're the home.
Yeah. Crazy remixes. I could go on, but let's see now. 4-1 odds. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Who is this?
This is Brian.
Brian, where are you from?
I am from Madison, Wisconsin.
Brian, you've won the Ultimate Fighting Championship prize pack, Ultimate Fighting Championship 40 Vendetta Match, pay-per-view in your home Friday, November 22nd, 10 p.m. Eastern, from the MGM Grand in Las Vegas. Now, you'll play for $500 with the secret sound. We'll play you the sound, common everyday sound heard in the kitchen, plug-in jobber. I already gave it away on the air.
Mm-hmm.
If you answer correctly, you win the money. Please don't answer until Mike sings like...
Notorious B.I.G.
Oh, wow, we're all about rap today. And Godspeed.
Caller, name this sound.
You must have gotten the memo. It's Rap Tuesday.
Thank you.
Here it is once again now. The question is, was this guy listening in Madison, Wisconsin?
Pink Gators, my Detroit players. Tim's for my hooligans in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
For $500, what is it?
Turning on a blender.
Yeah.
That's right.
He got it.
How did he know? Just wish you had taken a call from Sacramento.
Did we have a legitimate wager on all that?
No, we didn't. But whatever it is, I won 4-1.
Yeah.
Rob, put it on the gift certificate. Don't worry about it. Yeah.
I will credit your account.
Do not worry about it. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you, sir.
Don't thank me. Thank the lousy management of this radio station and this building, because I wouldn't have given it away if I wasn't so miserable, because it's still 85 degrees in our studio.
And I haven't really seen Wendell this excited in a long time.
No,
he's thrilled in our misery.
Everybody loves it, because everybody else in this building is enjoying the climate control of their choosing.
They absolutely are, and we are in here, and they are all grinning at us.
The only parallel I could draw is when you see people that witness an execution,
mm-hmm.
because they can look in the window and see you guys just miserable, and they're fine.
Now, that fan has helped a little bit.
Enjoy.
I'd like to thank the lousy management.
There you go. All right, my friend. And yeah, it's the sound of, a blender?
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you turn it on or you change the speed?
Sure doesn't sound like any blender ever.
No.
Oh, sure it does. Sure
yeah,
it does.
I thought it was a blender all along. I didn't know it was turning it on, but I knew it had something to do with a blender. So it was good clues, Don.
Yeah, well,
it's in the kitchen. It's a plug-in jobber.
It's a Waring, Mike.
Is it a Waring?
It's a Waring.
I own a Waring.
Yeah, best blender. You can buy. Go invented on. By Fred Waring.
I guess if you get that condenser microphone on top of it, like press it up against the glass of the blender. And
Rob
it. Then it'll sound like...
Can't get the next one ready? Is the next one carded up yet?
It's not on card. I can get it in the next break, though. Yeah.
Don't worry.
I've got my guess on the way the next one will sound.
Okay.
I've been working on it.
Have you really?
Yeah, here we go.
Boing! Oh, someone's been thinking.
All right. Congratulations, my friend.
Thank you.
You won $500, and that means tomorrow we'll have a brand new secret sound for you.
I'm looking forward to it.
Now, Okay, let's go to American Idiot. We have Rob right. Grippy. Let me just say, we have a show for you today besides bitching about how awful everything is. We have Rob Grippy, man who lives in his car and now living in a van. He's here.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to send...
have you seen him?
Yeah. I saw him out of the lobby. He's not well-groomed.
No, he's got like lots of hair now.
We're going to send Joe out with a cell phone to go through the van, his house that he's living in now.
Yes, he lives out of his van.
Mm-hmm. Also, one of the girls from iVolt.com is coming in. Teresa... Politi's coming in to do a nude yoga today.
She is unbelievable.
Yes, she is.
But Feist...
Feist, get a good education.
Get a good education. About American Idiot.
Then pursue a career.
What now?
Well...
Yeah, I know.
This is... At best, this was a throwaway idea.
Yeah.
You know, thinking, how could we capitalize on the success of American Idol... The fact that that talentless bitch, that Cal Kelly Clarkson has the number one record in America, that they're doing the search now to find the next American Idol.
Mm-hmm.
Well, hey, we loved karaoke when we were up in Philadelphia.
Right, we had a great time.
Oh, yeah.
Let's do a karaoke contest and call it the American Idiot.
Mm-hmm.
We'll do it for 4 weeks. We'll get 10 finalists. We'll put a little poll up on the internet, and then, you know, you get to sing.
It's fun.
You get to sing for Phil, who's the president of Virgin Records, and that was going to be it. And everything was fine until we got to the part where we were going to put up a poll on the internet where you vote. We had a real debacle the first time putting the thing up that people had found back doors to get in and screw with the tabulation.
Yeah, and what people were doing was they were padding the votes for their favorite person. And a couple of people had maybe, we determined, solicited for friends of theirs who were in the know computer-wise to get in and mess with the system.
So we went back to the people who were supplying this website, and we said, hey, listen, people are hacking into this.
Mm-hmm.
And they told us that they would give us... Oh, well, hold on. How could you be a sore loser on The Secret Sound when I gave out the answer?
Technically, it's not the turning on. It's going from one setting to the next. That's more specific. Aren't you into specificness, if that's a word?
Specifically, it was turning it on.
But if you turn it on, that's plugging it into the wall. But if you go from one setting to the other, that's the sound.
When you plug your blender in, does it start? Do the blades start twirling as soon as you plug it in?
No. But I'm saying, when you say turn it on, it's like... pressing one button. But if you go from one setting to the next, that's a whole different thing.
Honey, when you have your blender, why are you picking today for this argument? When you plug your blender into the wall,
it's simply this, lady. It's a pulse switch, okay? So it's turning it on.
Do you get that?
I know what you're saying.
Do you know what a pulse switch is?
Maybe my blender's cheap. I don't know.
Well, I'm sure.
Okay, don't be mean. I'm not trying to be mean.
No, I am going to be mean because you're dumb.
Rob gets really weird on these contests.
Yeah, honey, listen, you are a sore loser on a contest where I gave away the answer.
No,
you had as fair a chance as anybody to call in and say, turning on a blender.
I tried, believe me.
Okay, and I believe you.
I bet. But fat fingers flying over the phone.
But the fact is that I'm sure...
That's a deal.
When you plug your blender...
Rob, what's your deal?
What's my deal?
Yeah.
I don't know.
When you plug your blender in, it doesn't start right away, though. You've got to press that button to make it go.
The pulse switch, lady.
Hey, ma'am.
Yeah.
Mike here.
Hey, Mike.
I'm with you.
Thank you.
Hey, Mike.
Thank you, baby.
Don here.
I'm just saying that because I don't have anything to do with it. I am with all the listeners in this contest. This is the only game where I completely feel like a listener to this program because I get into it just as much as they do. I think about the sound, and I was only saying that to be funny.
The listener's friend.
I know you were. Yes, and the rest of us hate you. goodbye, bitch. Okay.
I think that went well.
Touche.
You two guys. You should see you guys. You have a dynamic on this contest. It is not like any other dynamic on this show. And I say this as an impartial observer. When I'm watching you, it is so funny because you're in your own little world. And, you know, Don knows that, you know, the idea is to give away the money and stuff like that. And, Rob, I think somewhere you do, too. But the way you guys act is just so funny.
It's like
this war with the listeners when we do
what
this.
What it
contest.
Is, we know what the destination is. I just want to enjoy the trip.
But when somebody wins, you are crestfallen.
Yeah, you do get more upset than I do when I finally give away the clue that's going to give it away.
Right.
Rob invariably will say to me off the air, you could have let it go another day.
Sure.
You could have. Or you'll say, we could have gone another month with
that. Yeah, I could have.
I mean, you just gave away the answer. So we know where you stand on letting the listeners win. He was against that.
Absolutely.
I would change the sound every day if I could.
I'm sorry. That's what it was.
That's why, really, in all seriousness, I think the next sound will sound something like this. Ding, ding.
Of course.
He's got some in there that really, when he plays them for me,
right.
he laughs. And he goes, they'll never, he says, seriously, they'll never get it.
Never.
You'll have to give them a clue.
Right.
They'll never get it.
Mm-hmm.
And he loves it. And then he cocks his head back and he laughs.
Yeah. He loves it.
That maniacal laugh.
It's absolutely good fun. It is good fun.
Hello. Not as much. Hello.
Clean fun.
Hello.
Hey, I bet you that chick puts her BM in the blender.
Hey, how about that? BM in the blender.
Brother. Hello, Don.
Hi, guys.
Don and Mike. Hi there.
How are you?
Hi. Hot.
Hey, in regards to the lady that just called...
We're hot and bothered.
Oh, tell her to shut up. The game is over. Nobody cares.
Right.
It's over.
Thank you,
shut
honey.
Up and stop being a sore loser.
There you go.
And get ready for the next secret sound.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, I'm waiting.
Coming tomorrow. Thank you, honey.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks for the call.
Sure.
Now, about American Idiot.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a simple throwaway contest.
Right.
A little goofy thing because we were into karaoke. And it was pretty funny.
And nobody expected it would go down this road.
Now, hold on a second. There's more about the secret sound. Tom.
Yeah.
Hi, Tom.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm just wondering, how come you don't hear the motor turn on when you turn on the blender? If you
go to your house and you turn it on, you could, and you were recording it. Let me explain it how it works to you. Unless you've got some kind of Jetsons blender, you... And then,
if you heard the machine turn on, you'd know right away.
And it
was a blender.
We stopped the tape after it went.
It's a pulse switch, sir. Do you know what that is?
Yeah.
It doesn't click on or off. It only engages when you're pressing it.
So it's one of those, like, you got all the settings there.
It's
and it's one of those white buttons that you push down.
Oh, right.
And so you can have it plugged in.
On mine, it's a switch.
Oh,
like a
little toggle switch.
It's on mine as well. It's a little button that like right here. Like
so you could have your blender plugged in and hit the pulse switch.
And it would go on. When I recorded it, the blender was not plugged in.
Ah.
So.
Right. Clears it all up for me. Thanks.
Right. Thanks for calling.
There it is. Clear as BM.
You guys are great. Bye.
I'll see you later.
So it wasn't plugged in when you're turning it on.
If you'd like to know, I recorded it on my back porch.
If it was plugged in, well, as soon as you hit the toggle switch,
you would have heard
it. It wouldn't be that, you know, one of the myriad of generic clicking sounds.
Exactly,
that we've
Mike.
Might have
exactly.
Missed it.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Hello.
Rob leaning his head back going, whoa.
Meanwhile, why is everybody bitching? I gave out the answer.
You did.
I said, turning on a blender.
You gave out the answer because you wanted to give away cash money.
Yeah, and now people are calling bitching about that. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I'd like to chime in about the secret sound.
But now you can't.
Hey,
You can't use the S word.
I'll say S.
Okay, but the point is, even if you don't like the contest, I'll give you two... Real quick arguments to you and your foul mouth. First, it's a contest that we only do once a day. It takes maybe a total of 1 minute of airtime a day out of a 4-hour show. And second, if you don't like it, chump.
Have a nice big plate of BM.
Eat me.
That's what he wanted.
Okay.
That's what he wanted. Take a knife and fork and cut into your own BM.
Goodbye. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
All right.
Hey, I was just wondering if we could go to Alan Linewan for a reaction or threaten to give away $500 a day till he gets it fixed.
You know, that's an outstanding idea, to threaten to give away $500 an hour. Except I'm sure at some point they would come rushing in and say,
sure.
You know, someone, most likely Lisa or Charlie, would come running in and saying, you know, we don't have the budget for that.
Right.
But,
you spend it all on
I'll run it up the flagpole. I'll run it up the line one pole. The magic stick.
I could take off an article of clothing an hour until we got the air conditioning.
Mine, that would be nothing but pleasure for us.
And everyone in this building.
Mm-hmm.
Of course.
Because I'll tell you, Don... Amidst the gasps, as I was walking down the hallway in my boxers, I heard a couple of oohs and ahs.
Really?
All I know is you make that announcement, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Colette goes after it with a sledgehammer.
Takes out the whole area.
Yeah, that's right. Throw it out in the middle of Main Street.
Now he's not even answering his voicemail, for goodness sakes. Hello, Don and Mike. Hello? Hello?
Technically, the answer would be turning on an unplugged blender.
We have a contest.
Sure. Open up a debate. Would you like your pasta with BM on the side?
Yes, please.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
All right, goodbye.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's all happy.
Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi.
You know what really pisses me off, Don?
No.
You always know what the answer is, and then you have an attitude like all of us who are calling in are stupid.
Sir,
and it's going to be a lot more fair.
Once again, I'm going to have to pull back the curtain. That when we play the sound, the obscure sound, that of course nobody knows, and I'll say, I can't believe how stupid you guys are.
Right.
Again,
that's shtick.
The next time you hear me do that, I want you to look up in the air, because that would be the joke flying over your head.
Right. And then coming down is this big thing that looks a lot like BM.
And then when you're covered with BM, you'll realize, oh, that was just a throwaway joke, but I'm so stupid it flew over my head like Superman does.
What do you mean when I'm covered with BM? How do you know I'm not right now?
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Have a good day, guys.
Boy, we're really getting in deep with the analysis.
Goodbye, friend.
Hello, Tom and Mike Show.
So this American Idiot contest.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's
my pleasure.
Good call.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thank you, Mike.
Where were you talking about
now,
that?
So we set it up. It's a simple throwaway contest.
Just for fun.
Goofy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the first time we did it, the voting had been screwed up by people.
People were hacking.
Hacking to the website. Right. So we go to the guy with the website, and he says, no problem. This time, hacker free.
Good.
And we said, we're going to announce this on the radio. Hacker free. Well, yesterday as the show was going on, only Lisa had the password to get in and see who was getting what votes.
Mm-hmm.
And one contestant had 170 votes, another contestant had 280, another one had 290, another one had 410, and it wasn't until this morning that she looked and saw that one contestant had over 14,000 votes,
mm-hmm.
which gave this person 84% of the voting.
Oh, that's not right.
That's a red flare
now,
right there.
Mm-hmm. So here's how things transpired. Lisa calls me and says, wow, the weirdest thing happened. I'm looking at the results of the American Idiot, and wow, our listeners have really spoken as one, that this one person has 84%.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I don't believe it. I think it's hinky.
Mm-hmm.
We'll reset the computers and start the contest over at the beginning of today's episode.
Right.
Well, in between that time and the beginning of the show, we received this letter from one of our listeners in Seattle who listens on KQBZ.
Okay.
They're one of the tape delay stations that run the show at night. Dear Don and Mike, I'm going to call the guy here in a second, and just to spite the computer guy, I'm going to have this guy get on the air and tell how he did this.
Okay.
And I don't think that this is anything unethical, like giving out secrets on how to build a nuclear bomb.
Mm-mm.
The point is it's just freaking ridiculous that all we want to do is get a website that's secure,
right?
People can vote,
right,
where you can only vote once, where the computer realizes when it's your IP, your computer address,
mm-hmm.
when you try to go back to the site, it will say, sorry, you have already voted,
right,
you can't vote again.
That's it.
Or so that people can't set up a program that will vote every 20 seconds for one person.
Exactly.
So we get on the air yesterday, very full of piss and vinegar,
sure,
and say, hacker free.
Mm-hmm.
Knock your brains out.
Mm-hmm.
We get this letter. Dear Don and Mike, it took me exactly 6 minutes to crack your American Idiot website.
Wow.
I would have called to laugh, but they play your guys' show at night in Seattle. Anyway, when I get time, I'll finish the script, and I'll have my contestant, I'm not going to say the guy or girl's name that he mentions, but
mm-hmm.
he picks someone, and they will win by 10,000 votes.
Mm.
Tell your website jackasses to spend more than 5 minutes on security before calling it unhackable. And the guy is then nice enough to leave his phone number.
Oh, good. So we'll get a little insight on this. Because if he can do it, somebody else can do it. And because this has become an issue,
we have to make it all the tighter so that, because now people have that in their minds. And especially in the tech corridors in Washington, D.C., and in other areas.
San Francisco.
These are people that, you know, would get look at it as a challenge.
Sure. Seattle. I mean, Microsoft is up in Seattle.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's like, I think I read some study somewhere that said the most.
Hey, Rob?
Rob, it's Don and Mike's show. Hi, Rob.
How's it going, Don and Mike?
It's going great. First, thanks for listening in Seattle.
Great.
We do appreciate that. Thank you for being honest with us, for breaking through the system. And
are we on right now?
Yeah, you're on the air.
Okay.
Thanks for sending us a note to tell us you broke through the system.
Got to brag a little bit.
That's all right. And now, if you would please explain exactly how you were able to cast over 10,000 votes for one particular contestant.
Oh, well, do you want me to explain it in English or
First, give me the computer version so the computer literate people will know, and then break it down into dum-dum terms.
Well, pretty much, I got to give them a little bit of credit for creativity. They used, instead of actually saving it all server-side, though, they did it all client-side. What they did was when you'd go to the website, it would register a cookie on your computer, and that cookie would say that you'd come to the website once, and as soon as you'd voted, it would update the cookie, tell the cookie that you voted, and it wouldn't allow you to vote again.
Mm-hmm. I don't understand what baked goods would have to do with...
Just wait, Mike.
All right.
Just wait.
Don't worry. I'll break it down for you.
Okay, keep going.
Okay, cookie.
All right. So the cookie, all I had to do was delete it, trash the website, and it would allow me to vote again. Mm. Very easy to break.
Now here's the question.
Okay.
You understand the cookie is the thing that tells the website that you've been there already.
Right.
Now,
personal information about the user that viewed the website that the website can save on the person's computer.
How did you tell the website to disregard the cookie?
I just deleted it off my system.
How'd you do that?
Oh, I just went to the directory that they store it in Windows and deleted it.
There are even programs for that.
All right, now hold on a second. Tell me exactly what step you took in what order that enabled you to crack this website in 6 minutes.
Okay. I went to your website. I noticed that it forwarded me to the American Idol page.
Yeah.
I noticed that it actually it took me another minute to figure out that it was actually using a cookie because no one does that anymore because they're way too easy to crack. And I saw that it created the cookie. I read the cookie. I have a program which decodes them so I could actually see what they... It's all encrypted. So I had to decode it to see what it said. I read it. Pretty much said that I hadn't voted yet. I voted. Saw that it had changed to say that I had voted. And all I had to do was delete it off my system, refresh the main page. It would add the cookie back again, saying that I'd never voted. And then I created an HTML file that would, instead of me having to actually manually click on Dave's name and then click vote, I would just it would just automatically just send a vote.
So then, how are you able to get that many votes that quickly?
Oh, well, that's the next part. I set up a script, and it was only three lines. It would refresh your page, delete the cookie, and then refresh the vote. And then I just set it on fast, and it was doing it about, I don't know, 15, 20 times a minute.
Wow.
And there you go, and that's how easy it is. So,
yeah.
Rob, thanks for being honest with us.
Hey, no problem, guys.
At least now we know who's not going to be making our website when we get our website up and running. And,
yeah, maybe I'll make you guys a poll that's not hackable, okay?
And we will, as much as I hate to say this, and please don't call on the air, call the business line or send us a fax. We're looking right now.
We're looking for a super guard.
For a secure site.
Mm-hmm.
For a throwaway contest.
I'm actually surprised that I was the only one that attacked you. I mean, you said, like, unhappy on the air, like, five times. And
a
barrage of people.
Rob, a lot of people did. You were the only one who was honest enough. And really, that's kind of what we were looking for.
Right.
When I said it's unhackable, I was kind of tossing the challenge out there and hoping that someone would get to us like you did and explain it on the air in computer language.
What does a cookie look like?
Like they're round. They're round.
Yeah.
And sometimes they're cream-filled.
Right. And they have chocolate chips in them.
They have nuts on them sometimes.
Is a cookie really like a box or something that you can see or what?
No, it's just the name of a file
that Internet Explorer net uses to save information about you. So say you go to a website and it says, you know, hey, Don, you know, say you enter your name one time in the website and you come back and it says, you know, welcome back, Don.
Right.
That information is saved on your computer in a directory and you can just view that and change that easily.
Gotcha. Because when our man Charlie Broyhill called the guy from the website today and said, you know, people have hacked in, he said, it's impossible.
Oh, dear.
And Charlie said, well, no, it's happened. And the guy said, no, it's impossible. So
I know. Lisa called me this morning, and apparently that if I hadn't sent that fax, you guys would have actually believed that Dave won because they actually called.
No, actually.
Dave won.
No, see, the thing was, I said to Lisa, it's impossible that a guy gets 10,000 votes or however many you
said. 84%.
You know, in the space of like 8 hours. So my thought was if someone had gotten in, and that we were going to have the guy reset the computers again today, but now we're going to have to go to somebody else to set the computer so we can have internet voting.
Well,
amazing,
you know, if those guys would have spent 15 more minutes on it, they would have made my job. It would have took me 2 more hours to do it, and all they had to do was make a couple of different changes on it.
Only 2 hours, though, huh?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know.
All right, well, listen, we...
And, of course, you do all your hacking for the good of the country, correct?
Of course.
Mike, in this case, I would consider him to be the Robin Hood of hackers.
He's a public servant here.
Yeah, that what he did was he cracked the website.
Serving the greater good.
When really we wanted to show, because now we can go back to the guy, who the webmaster, and say, not only are we sure that a guy did it,
right.
The guy sent us a letter, the guy explained how to do it on the air.
Right.
Now let's see what you can do, but we're not...
And you can tell him the guy was only 18, too. Maybe that'll piss him off a little bit.
Oh, you're 18, huh?
Yeah.
You're just a young whippersnapper.
Oh, that's too good.
Or you're one of those boy geniuses.
Oh, yeah. Something like that.
That's too good. All right. Well, Rob, thanks. And, well, you'll hear yourself tonight on the broadcast.
All right. Have a good Tuesday, Don and Mike.
See you later.
Good job.
KQBZ and Seattle.
Well, we appreciate the insight. That's terrific.
Interesting.
So that's the information.
He just does it because it's recreation for
it's
him.
Fun,
you know?
Yeah.
So... the bait was taken.
Mm-hmm.
We thank Rob and whoever else hacked him. And we now have to find someone who has a secure site.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know...
Eventually, we're going to get a winner in the American Idiot Contest.
And, you know, I was talking about this with my wife today. And she said, why don't you just take phone calls for half an hour? Said, well, no. The deal is now... this is now a quest.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
Now it's a quest. I mean, I don't even really care about the singing part.
Right.
Now it's a quest just to get the voting up and
right.
get it on the Internet
mm-hmm.
and... do it without people screwing with it.
Right.
That's what the quest is now.
Just to see what happens.
Right. Just to see, you know, who people really want to win this contest.
Yeah, and if somebody gets more than 1,000 votes, we're suspicious. Immediately.
Absolutely we are. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, how are you?
Hi. Okay.
I just wanted to let you guys know that you totally make my day. I listen to you every afternoon, and I think you should be on starting at noon.
All right.
Thank you. What we used to be. See you later.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you, honey. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Bye. Hey, how you guys doing?
Okay.
All right. Hey, Don, I got a question for you, man. If you can't handle the air conditioner off for a while, how are you going to handle cremation?
All right, touche. Well, you know what? I won't have to worry about it because eventually I know I'll be on the frozen tundra.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you something. I'm a UPS driver, and I had a delivery at a memorial park, and the receiving dock was right next to the incinerator, so... it's not a pretty sight.
Really?
Yeah,
you know, like I'm going to give an ass at that point.
Yeah.
But thank you anyway, my friend.
Take the tour. Take care.
See you later. My mother-in-law called me last night. She was upset about that as well.
She wants you to be buried?
Yeah, she said something like, I liked your show today.
Mm-hmm.
And then she said, and incidentally, you're going to be buried in the family plot with us.
Yeah.
You know,
to decide.
Another person.
Hi, this is Don's mother-in-law, Big Prius.
Yeah, another person who's deciding for me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what I'm going to do with my remains?
Your ashes can be buried in the family plot.
I want my ashes. I don't mind if they take some of the ashes and put some of them there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can't do that.
Yes, you can.
You can't do that.
Yes, you can. You can divvy it up.
You can't do that because then if there is that thing where you go to another, you're going to be party is going to be on Earth. Party, like you know,
I'll be a paraplegic.
You'll visit somebody with like just a nose.
Well, no, I mean, I think it'll be just the top half or the bottom half. That'll either come back as just a torso.
I'd like to get an expert's view on that. If you separate your ashes, if there's anything hinky about that, why do I think there's something wrong with that? In some particular. Indian lore.
Hello, Don. Mm-hmm. Mind you, maybe some backwards culture there is.
Might be.
Hello?
Hey.
Hey, you're on the air.
You know I love those backwards cultures, though.
Hello?
I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Now, last week you were talking about you couldn't have, or you could have relations with your wife, but you could have them standing up, but you said you never did that?
Right.
You never had a knee trembler?
No, I've never done it standing up.
Never a knee trembler. Oh.
No. Have you ever done it standing up, Mike?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. I was just curious. I mean, I was just curious. I couldn't believe you never
standing
had a
up.
Knee trembler.
Yeah.
Yeah, Rob, you never done it standing up?
No.
No, you and I are alone in that cave then.
Well, someday, Don.
Yeah.
I remember the first time I did it standing up because it was so cool. It was when I was very young.
Wow.
When I was in college. It was in college, and it was this this woman, you know, I think everybody in their young years, you run into somebody who you know, has a little more of a track record than you do, and kind of leads you along a little bit. You know,
she was a whore.
Stand up. Yeah, I remember it.
She was a whore. Mike, hold on, Robin. I know we're going to go to break, but first, let's take just a moment out to celebrate Ramadan. Here once again is Abdul Sharif with today's Ramadan Carol. Abdul?
Yes, it is I.
Oh, your phone is breaking up.
Oh, you're on a bad connection.
I'll call you back.
All right, call good. Back. Well, there's something to look forward to.
Yeah, absolutely.
The Ramadan Caroler.
Love very it. Good.
Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
What's going on?
Hi. Well, we're sweating our balls off.
Yeah, I figured that. Listen, I want to give my props to that kid, but I just want to say a true hacker would have actually gotten into the site, modifying like what Lisa uses to get into the site, and then rearranging your site. The kid did a good job. I got to give him his props. You know, he's smart in that aspect of refreshing the cookie, but that's not truly hacking.
All right.
Oh, God. Do you think our contest has a chance on the Internet?
Maybe yeah, we go... You guys just got to lock down with a good security system.
Well, what do we have to do? Do we have to call NORAD?
No, you know, I really had an idea. I told Mike, and I said this to my wife today as well, that CBS has ties to the NFL, and like the NFL has this thing where you can vote online for the
right.
Pro Bowl. Well, you got to know that nobody's hacking into the goddamn NFL.com site.
Right.
Not until right now.
That we'll just have to go to some company like that.
Right.
Some company with a real big, very recognizable client.
Like the CIA.
Yeah. Either the NFL or the CIA. It's got to have three initials.
Right.
Can this guy hack into our air conditioner?
That'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Can you do that?
Please hack in. God, it's still... Rob, what is the... time is 4:26, and the temperature is...
We're down to a chilly 80 degrees.
80 degrees.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, Mike. I mean, Don.
Yeah, you're right both times.
Why
we're
don't
both
you
here.
Say, hey, baby, anymore when girls call?
Oh, I say that all the time. I called a girl baby a couple of seconds ago.
Did you? I didn't even hear it.
Even,
I miss it
well,
so much.
You know, if I can be honest with you, ma'am, both Don and I have been eclipsed by the gentleman over in the other studio.
Hey, baby.
Who really has the gift now?
Oh, really?
Let me introduce you to Buzz Burbank.
Sexy Buzz.
Hey, baby.
I like that.
I am so glad you called. What are you doing?
I'm driving a dump truck full of leaves.
Oh, that makes me odd.
Come
you
on,
guys
Buzz.
Are the greatest.
Come on, Buzz.
You are just the greatest.
No, baby, you're the greatest.
I think you're shaking her up a little bit, Buzz.
Where are you going? Where are you driving? Where are you driving? Who puts leaves in a dump truck?
Well, when you have a really big leaf job, you need something to dump the leaves.
And you're a lady dump truck driver?
Well, no, I'm in a little dump truck.
But I think, you know, as much as Buzz, did that well, I think she wants to hear it from you.
Yeah.
Huh. Hey, dump truck baby. How's it going there, Toots?
It's going great.
Hi, baby.
I love you guys.
Love you.
I have been listening to you forever.
Thank you.
And I just moved to Westchester, Pennsylvania, and I miss you guys, and I finally found you, and I'm so excited.
Come
and
up.
I'm a first-time caller.
There you go.
Don, do you think I could try?
Sure. Have a go at her, Mike. Go. We've all had our good times with her.
Hello, baby. How are you? Right now.
Damn sexy, Mike.
Thank you.
Damn sexy.
And listen, I have to let you know that my husband didn't like you, and now he loves you.
Great. Goodbye. You felt the same about him.
Almighty.
I had to say the H word and ruin it.
I hate it when those frustrated dump truck drivers call.
You know, there's such a fine line between baby and bitch.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lie. You
not
can't
really.
you can't see it with the naked eye.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
This
is the Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Save you just a second out of this very hectic day. Get a word of wisdom from Bill O'Reilly here.
Yeah.
Bill?
You go right ahead and make out in front of my 3-year-old daughter. Go right ahead and do that.
There you go.
Complicated in its simplicity. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, get Rob Grippy in here.
Rob Grippy, the man who lives in his van.
Man who lives in his van.
God, I hate being here in the dark with him.
And this is really, really like the worst time he could come in the studio because he's a homeless guy who lives in his car, now a van, and it's still 80 degrees. There's absolutely no airflow.
And look at him. He's turned into a complete and total hippie.
Hey, what's up, Rob?
Not much. A little sick today, so just bear with me here.
Oh, dear. Great. That's all we need. No airflow. No circulation. And a sick homeless guy.
Wow.
Yep. You know, you look like Jesus with an eating disorder.
Yeah, I do. I just started to grow it out, and just, it's more me, man.
All right. Are you still delivering pizzas?
Yes, I am.
From your house?
No, I have like a van. I have two cars with the van.
You have two cars with. You have a van in addition. You have two cars.
Yeah.
He lives in a compound.
Wow.
So wait a minute. So one house, one van is your house.
Yeah.
And then one van is or car is what you drive to do the pizzas in.
Yeah.
And then you got a third vehicle.
Yeah, that's the spare.
The spare. Mm. Okay. Have you? I know we've been down this road with you before about consolidating the costs of the vehicle.
Why are you dancing, Rob? Why are you dancing there?
Are you just happy to be here? I'm just trying to have a good time.
Okay.
Consolidating the costs of the vehicles to get an actual real apartment, a real house.
I thought about it. Just apartments around here are too much money. It's $1,000 to rent an apartment around here. Mm-hmm. It's ridiculous. It's sick.
And where
is this your form of a protest? Really?
You could say that maybe. It's also way cheaper.
Where are you bathing these days?
I have a gym membership.
A gym membership?
Yeah. So you pay a regular monthly fee to a gym?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's actually a very good gym.
When's the last time you bathed?
Like last night.
Last night?
Yeah.
And,
Now, what about renting a room from a friend or something like that?
I did that.
You'd experimented with that before.
Yeah, I did that for like a month, for August when it was really hot.
Right.
I rented a room, and I thought, you know, hey, I'm kind of liking this. It was a long commute from McLean to where I work, but I was like, kind of liking it, and then my van broke down, and I had to spend $700 to fix the van, and then that wiped me out.
Oh, that wiped me out. So it's all financial, really.
Actually, not anymore. I've got quite a bit of money. I've been working a lot lately.
So you could live in an apartment if you would choose to pay $1,000 a month.
Yeah, I mean, it's ridiculous, man. Yeah.
But you choose not to.
Yeah, I'm used to this now, and it's way cheaper.
And you don't mind?
No, I don't. No.
You like living in a van?
Sure, man.
What's better about living in a van than living in a house? Well, first off, you don't have satellite or cable TV.
Yeah, the TV thing must be a little frustrating.
Well, I mean, I can watch TV. I have a TV. I have a VCR. I have, you know, in the van.
Hmm. In the van. Well, you run those off all the battery?
Yeah, that's how that works.
Right, so you get over-the-air television.
Yeah, and I'll go to a friend's house if I want to watch The Sopranos or something.
You have a lot of friends, right?
A few here and there.
Yeah, that you hang out with.
Do you have any other friends who live in cars?
No, I don't.
You don't?
So are you a curiosity among your friends?
No, they're used to it like I'm used to it, pretty much. Mm-hmm.
So you have the financial wherewithal,
yes, I do,
to be living like a normal member of society.
Oh, yeah.
Yet you've chosen this life of living in your automobile. How long do you think you'll continue to be a guy who lives in a van?
You know, I really have no idea. I can't afford it. I make like maybe $500 a week, $600 a week, somewhere in there.
Well, there are people that make $500 and $600 a week that you know, go into a home. You know, they either rent a room or they get a cheap apartment.
Here is Lisa Herndon, who I don't think makes $500 or $600 a week. Do you?
I make really good money.
Do you really? Oh, all right.
Yeah.
News to me.
Yes, it would.
You know what? Yes, of course you do, because that would be like $24,000 a year if you made $500 a week, right?
Exactly.
Oh,
so
yeah.
You make, well, like $600 a week.
$515, whatever.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Anyway.
You wanted to chime in here, Lisa, for Rob?
Yeah, I just wanted to know, where do you get mail, and for a driver's license, what address is on that?
Outstanding question.
Yeah.
Give her another $50 a week. Bring her up to $650.
It's very inexpensive to rent a P.O. box.
Yeah, it is. I don't, though. My driver's license is like the address I had like 5 years ago. And I just don't get mail. I mean, there's nothing good about mail. All they do is mail you bills.
What about taxes? What about... Do you not?
No, I bet we get a sore subject here, don't we?
No, taxes?
Well, I'm sure the IRS isn't really going to sweat it.
And it's not like they're going to find you.
The IRS? Nah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're going to have to, scour parking lots and campgrounds.
All right, now, Rob. Now, come on. Now, how old are you now?
I'm in my 30s now.
Now you're in your 30s. Now, you're not an idiot.
I'm not.
No, you're really not. You're weird.
No, he's not retarded.
But you're not a dumb guy. I've never thought that you were a very dumb
guy. I'm a genius, actually.
And
you're a genius. What's your IQ?
I don't know. Some doctor told me I was a genius once when I was a kid. It's way up there.
It's way up there. But you have to say, you're not the most motivated of guys, are you?
Yeah, you noticed. Yeah. That's really it.
And when do you see, what do you see in the future? Or do you even think about the future?
Sometimes I do. I thought of going back to school, and I thought of studying and getting a computer job somewhere.
I swear to God, I was just going to say, you look like the type of guy who could be one of those computer nerds that's a millionaire. Doesn't he have that computer nerd look about him?
Yeah, but he's also, I've always found with Mr. Grippy here that we've asked him about this before, that, he ain't quite right.
Three things when I look at you, if I was to go, first thought.
Doesn't scare me like he used to.
First thing, either, computer guy. Second, maybe he owns or works at a comic book or hobby store.
Mm-hmm. He actually could be the guy in The Simpsons, right?
I get that a lot.
Third, and the one that bothered me, maybe he's a kid toucher. Those are the three things. That he's either a computer guy, he's a comic book guy, or he's a pedophile.
Okay, no on the third.
I'm glad you said that.
On the first, I am actually a Cisco certified network engineer. The second, the comic book guy thing, I've been getting back to playing D&D lately.
Dungeons and Dragons.
Yes, I have.
And then there's the issue of his music. He is a musician.
Oh, the last time he was here a couple of years ago, he brought in a CD.
And it was highly disturbing. It was one of the most violent lyrics I've ever heard.
The lyrics what were the lyrics, Rob? They were awful. Rob Grippy, you would remember.
They're like guns, rip out hearts, bleeding,
No. It was just all in fun.
We could get a window into it by you just recounting the titles of your songs. Give us a few titles of your songs. Come on, you must remember them, Rob.
Well, there was Blood Orgy at the Mall. That was
that's when you talk about going in and killing everybody
at the
mall.
Killing everybody at the mall.
Yeah, well, not just me. But
a bunch of people, right?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I just...
Give us another song title.
Oh, what was it? Cute Little Redhead in the Bondage Flick.
That's where number three comes in.
The titles just... They might kind of throw you off.
So how would one characterize Rob Grippy? Would you be anti-establishment? Is that what you would be? You obviously rebel against the prices of housing.
Are you Republican or Democrat?
Neither, but I am conservative, I like to think.
Hmm. He's conservative. But you rebel against the, for example, let's look at this song, Blood Orgy at the Mall. Yeah, you're against the commercialism of, what do you, but yet you do, you work for a pizza company, which, what could be more American?
I just wrote it because I thought it would be funny for me to scream about, killing people at the mall with a band behind me. That's all. That's all it was.
Not too weird. Hey, Rob, turn that speaker up so Rob can hear. Of course, whenever a man who lives in his car, now van, is on the show, many questions come in.
Yes,
here is Amy wanting to talk to Rob Grippy. Amy, hi.
Hi.
Hi there.
I had a question. You were saying you don't get any mail, but I don't understand how you pay your insurance or get your bank statements and things like that.
I just go to the bank, go to the insurance place.
You drive to your...
Oh, right there?
You drive to your insurance place.
Sure.
You're insured.
You don't get any mail at all?
I used to get mail, but then the person who was kind of collecting my mail kind of stopped talking to me, so I went, okay, whatever.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Goodbye.
Okay.
Bye.
Hello, Amy.
Blood orgy as a
See, fall. A lot of people really, he's threatening them.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
For whatever reason, and I kind of like that.
Don and Mike.
Yeah. Hey.
Hey, Kyle, you're on the air.
Hey, Rob, I had a question for you. You were saying you go over to your friend's house sometimes to watch Sopranos or whatever.
Do they ever come over to your house? Do you ever invite over company?
That's a great question. That is a fantastic question. Do you ever entertain in your van?
Party in my van tonight.
I used to when I first bought the van, but now there's absolutely no room.
It's just a trash, disgusting heap of...
We're going to find out in a minute when we send Joe Ardinger down.
Right.
Here is Rich in Philadelphia. Rich, hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, we're doing great.
I got a question for this guy.
You know, really, we're not. Let me just say again for the record, they still haven't fixed the air conditioner.
I don't think it's all that bad in here.
Definitely.
Of course you don't.
Well, you're talking about a guy. I mean, you think ventilation bothers him?
Anyway, Rich.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Look, I'm not trying to knock him or nothing like that, but I'm 23. I make, you know, pretty much the same he makes a month or a week, whatever. And I got a mortgage, two cars, and a family to feed. And, I mean, just for the money he makes, that's so much more.
Baby. You know,
he's
more respectable
babies.
Of himself.
But I would agree with this guy that $500 a week... You could, it's hard, but you could definitely get by on $500 a week.
Yeah.
You could do it, Rob. This guy's got a kid and everything. You got just you. It's just.
Yeah, just me.
You know, though, I'll tell you what I think.
You're budgeting your money.
I'll tell you what I think, though. You know, you live in this area that we all live in, around here especially, around the suburbs of Washington, D.C. And what do we all do? We are all like ants, and we are all basically doing the exact same thing. Everybody wants the, you know, the granite countertop. Everybody's chasing the whole thing. And I think we need more rebels around here. Mm-hmm. I really do.
Yeah. Not in my neighborhood. You can have it in yours. I'd like to have the granite tiles in my neighborhood.
No, I mean, I love the, you know, I like the fact that I have a roof over my head. I like the creature comforts. I like that. That's my choice. But, you know, I don't begrudge anybody for really saying, I think that the housing prices for rent, and I get the impression he's not doing this because he can't afford it. You're doing this kind of because you're going F you,
Mike,
to the people that charge the rent.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Rob, would you leave the room for just a second? No, I'll say it in front of you. Never mind.
You can say something awful about
that. I think he's crazy.
You think he's crazy?
I really think he's crazy.
I bumped into Mr. Grippy in the wee hours of the morning. You know, he was sitting there out in front of his home.
There's, you know what? Now that's the loyalty.
Yes.
He came to one of your shows.
No. I saw him afterwards at a Denny's restaurant. And I was sitting there, and I was coming out of the Denny's restaurant at, God, it had to be 3:30 in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning.
Something like that.
And there he was chatting with a group of people outside of his, I thought it was just a van that he had. I didn't, you know, spend enough time to really inquire. I didn't know it was his house.
Here's Ed. Ed in Virginia, who says Rob Grippy is lying. Ed.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no such thing as a certified network engineer. He's lying.
CCNA. I'm also halfway through my CCNA.
What's that stand for?
Cisco Certified Network Associate.
Okay.
Right.
What's
Cisco Certified
the
Network
IP
Professional.
Address?
What? Okay.
One at a time. One
what's
at a time.
What's the Class C IP address?
Pardon me?
What's a Class C IP address?
The Class C IP address is 192.224.something.something.something.
What's the size 28 sub mask?
Oh, is anybody tracking with this?
The guy is questioning Mr. Grippy's credentials when he claimed to be a certified computer person.
All right, here's
the flash 28 subnet mask. You can have up to 14 hosts on a network.
Here's Mark in Philly, another groupie. Mark, hi.
Hey, how's it going? Two questions for you, Rob.
Yeah.
Number one, do you show on a regular basis, or do you become Sneaky Poon first? And number two, where's your crap detector now, loser?
Joe was
napping.
I'm gonna have to yell at Joe. Maybe a little.
Thank you, Tim.
Joe, maybe a little less time instant messaging me and a little more time answering the phones.
Joe was IMing you.
Yeah, Joe instant messaged me.
I sent you one. And that guy's going to get through every time if he wants. I don't even know why he wants to.
I get by on less, and I have a decent pad. That's what Joe wrote.
There you go.
I do. But, okay, I'm just going to take it out on the rest of these cars. One bad apple spoils the whole bunch of
them. Joe, don't take it out
you
on
the rest. You guys aren't related, are you?
Well, me and George?
Never mind. Come on in here. Joey, did you bring your special gloves?
Yes, I did.
Come on with your gloves.
Okay.
Now, this is funny. Joe Ardinger's, Joe Billy says to me before the show today.
Right.
I'm not going into that guy's van unless I can wear gloves. I said, no problem. And Joe Billy Ardinger said, I got my my leather gloves. And
leather gloves.
Those are workman gloves.
Yeah, they are.
That Joe Billy has on.
Lovely.
And we got a break. Well, you know what? This will give us time. While we break, you can go down to Rob Grippy's house.
Okay.
And while you're there, then give us a call on the cell. And what we'd like you to do, Joe, is describe
everything
you
see. Right, absolutely.
Everything you see.
All right. Should we start from the back or from, like, the driver's seat?
I think you should start from the driver's seat.
Which would technically be the living room. Would the driver's seat be the living room, and the passenger side would be the guest room? And I guess where you swing the door open, that's the family room?
You know, it's not quite the same thing as a house. They don't really have rooms like that.
But play along with me.
Playing along.
Which would be the driver's seat would be?
Dining room.
Dining room. Yeah. Passenger seat would be?
The garage, I would say.
And then the back would be the bedroom.
Yeah, the bedroom, family room, TV room.
Every room. One. And I would guess you would start from the front because the age of some of the materials would increase as you got to the back of the van.
Correct. It's CSI Grippy. Yeah, nice seeing you again, Rob. Right. Rob Grippy, man.
Hope
who lives
you feel better.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, thanks. And Joey, we'll talk to you during the break. As we go to break, though, get out of here, Rob.
Bye, Rob.
Come on, go to your house.
Go on.
Let's do talk to Abdul, who's back on the line with today's Ramadan Carol. Wonderful. Abdul.
Ramadan and Mike, my brothers.
What is what's today's Ramadan Christmas Carol?
Well, it's interesting that you should ask that because you were just talking about what was going to become of you once your demise, and this song kind of covers that. But first, I have to cover it by giving you some historical precedents here. I don't know whether you realize this or not, but after Muhammad, the great prophet, died, a day or two after they buried him, a pack of wild dogs dug him up.
Hmm.
Are you aware of that?
I did not know that.
We did not know.
Well, this is dedicated to that historical fact.
We're being set up for something here. Okay.
Okay. Muhammad just got dug up by some greyhounds after we had put him in the ground. You might say it's rather sacrilegious to find your prophet scattered all around. Well, we found old Mo in pieces, chewed up by those mangy mutts. Someone found a kneecap and a liver. Me, I found his colon and his nuts. Muhammad just got dug up by some greyhounds. Didn't have time enough to grieve. Kennel Club denies the allegations. As for me and Allah, we believe. We should have dug a little deeper.
There's always more.
Would not have turned out so profane. The founder of a great religion would have never ended up like gravy train. That's it.
I didn't know there was another verse. There's today's Ramadan Carol.
I guess on the end of those.
That's good. All right. Happy Ramadan.
Call you tomorrow.
See you later.
Bye.
Goodbye, Abdul. We'll be back with Joe in the van and the naked girl with yoga coming up. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. The Don and Mike Show.
Don't tell me they're just sitting, like, letting our audience just stand out there like that.
I know, Brittany.
Oh, my God. Okay. Retarded. Let's hurry off. Seriously.
It's retarded.
This is retarded.
No.
They told me they were going to do a vamp.
I know, honey.
Oh,
I know, yeah.
Oh, no. What are they doing?
I know they're retarded.
Let me see. Oh, my God. They're destroyed. I grew.
Oh, Britney Spears.
I thought they were going to... I know. Well, I'm just not going to just stand out there. I thought they were going to...
Damn. They're retarded.
Okay, thanks.
This is retarded.
Retarded.
The Don and Mike Show. Addicted to elective cosmetic surgery. Ooh. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Well. Get ready for the tension level to go down.
Hey, how about that? We've got our air conditioning back.
Yeah. It only took him 2 hours and... 7 minutes.
Got bright lights in the studio. Everything's back. Everything's right with the world now.
And look at how quick it got cool in here.
Yeah. Look at how our energy level increased.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll breathe.
Rob, doesn't it feel great in here?
In one commercial break, we are now down to 69 degrees.
There you go.
Thank you to AC Guy. Thank you, AC Guy.
Thanks, AC Guy.
And I'm digging my crazy remixes.
Sure.
This is U2 mixed with Christina Aguilera.
I like it.
In case you're wondering where I get this, it's a special collection called Remixes Designed to Drive Tim Sabian Crazy. Because technically, you know, if he calls me up, I say, I'm playing you too.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Tim Sabian, he's doing okay. Then all of a sudden he turns on the radio and someone says, hey, listen to that, that's Christina Aguilera. And he goes, oh, my God,
get the paddles.
And they say, wait, hold on. No, it's a remix. It's Christina Aguilera, but it's got you two in the background. It's he's okay.
Also gives him time to get the nitro under his tongue.
He's okay. And time to shave.
Mm-hmm.
Time to chisel that beard.
Trim it, baby.
All right.
Chisel his nizzle.
Who knows where the van is parked. Let's call right now.
Calling the Rob Grippy home, where Joe Ardinger and his leather gloves are about to just rummage through Rob Grippy's incredible assortment of trash.
We're about to call Joe. Joe Ardinger, who's down in the home of Rob Grippy, man who lives in van.
Hello?
Hey, Stinky Poon.
Hey, Stinky Poon. Sorry about that.
There he is, everybody. Joe Ardinger and Joe.
Yes.
What kind of house does Rob Grippy live in? What kind of van is it?
It's a Ford van.
A Ford?
Yes.
Fix or repair daily.
All right, Joe, come on now.
Econoline 150.
All right.
It's green. It's, one of those camper-type vans with windows and stuff.
Are you inside of it now?
I'm going to step inside right now.
All right, now, this is where we find out exactly what it's like as Joe gets into the car. Ford, not only fix and repair daily, found on road dead. that would be for Rob Grippy.
Very good.
Stepping into the kitchen here.
Okay, so you're in the driver's seat.
The kitchen is the driver's seat. Now, the first thing, what do your nostrils tell you, Joe, when you get in this vehicle?
Hamper, Don.
Hamper, you smell dirty laundry?
Yes.
Hey, Joey, good answer. Good answer.
That's what they told me right away.
You know what? I just realized something real. Maybe this is bad. This is like 2 days in a row that we're featuring Joe on the show.
Joe Billy.
JB.
Oh, that's not bad.
You don't think it's a bad thing?
Not at all.
To have JB on the show? This is prime time, Buzz.
Yeah.
Yeah, prime time Joe Billy.
This is prime time JB.
What's the first thing you see when you get into that driver's seat, Joe?
Dust.
Lots of dust?
Yeah, and a rejection sticker.
Rejection sticker. What, from God or what?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Is it a note from God?
It's an inspection, dead inspection sticker.
Oh, I got you. Now, the wrapper. Oh, yeah, Robbie?
That's almost like building condemned for him.
There you go.
Right. The fast food wrappers, do you see any of them?
I see empty Coke bottles.
How many?
One, two, off the end, one, and just two. I got a Burger King bag here.
Burger King bag.
There you go.
An AC, DC to AC power inverter so that he can run, you know, major appliances.
Right.
A tape deck.
Right.
And this is all from the kitchen.
When you opened the door to his home, did you hear anything rustle?
No, I didn't. Over here in the garage area we have...
That would be in the passenger seat.
Mm-hmm.
Some sort of added console with more cassettes and pens and...
If you're just getting in the car now, oh boy, have you missed a show today.
Yeah.
Right now, our own Joe Billy Ardinger is in the van of Rob Grippy. You longtime listeners remember Rob Grippy's man who lives in car.
Right.
He now lives in a van. And Joe's downstairs taking a house tour right now.
He's actually in the garage right now, and he's found some, you said some candy wrappers. What is the Grippy candy of choice?
Let's see what we got. It's a fast break, Reese's fast break wrapper.
Yeah. Would you consider it to be a neat house or a messy house?
Messy.
Messy, and it smells like a hamper. Are you ready to work your way back into the living bedroom den?
Go back to the family room/bedroom/bathroom.
Okay.
I'm curious to know about the sleeping arrangements also. He mentioned he has a TV and a VCR.
Yeah.
Let's see. I'm still looking in the garage. There's a Sears bag, some tools, a light, a notebook.
Wait a minute, Joe. Some tools.
Yeah.
What type of tools?
Mm-hmm.
It's a...
Wire cutters?
No. I was mistaken. It's jumper cables with the power converter on them so you can jump your battery.
No nipple clamps?
Bone saw, a bag of lime?
Duct tape, a clown suit. Now, okay, I'm going to go back into the living quarters.
Here we go.
Now, there's also some sort of stuffed smiley toy here in the garage, but we'll leave it.
I'm going to say that that's number three.
Can I walk back here?
Now, wait a minute. That strikes me as something that could be used as a lure.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to take my shoes off.
Ask him why he has a stuffed animal.
Joe.
JB?
Hold on.
Joe,
he doesn't want me to walk down the hallway in my shoes.
He wants you to take your shoes off before you go in the back of his van?
Well, that's where it's like you wouldn't want somebody to walk across your bed.
Well, yeah, and plus, like, my feet are not exactly on the floor. There's so many clothes.
What about that stuffed animal, Joe?
What about it?
What can you tell us about that?
Ask about it.
It's dirty.
Hey, Buzz?
Yeah.
I got to send you down there.
Okay.
Go down there. Yeah. Get down there. Take over, Buzz.
Yeah, it's just...
This is a job for Buzz.
I mean, he can't.
Buzz, were you flashing me a card or something? What were you doing on the way out? Did you see that as he left the studio?
Rob's bringing it in right now.
Held up some kind of card. Buzz wants to call the segment Don and Mike Cribs. All right, Joe, we're sending reinforcements in right now.
Okay, well, we were going to open the side doors, which could be very interesting, considering...
Well, good. Wait until Buzz gets down there, and then give the phone to Buzz. Something tells me we'll get a better description with our man Buzz down there. And Joe,
I agree. Here he is.
You can be the muscle.
He can back me up. Oh, there's shoes on this.
Yeah, thank God.
All right, now where's Buzzy? Hey, Buzz?
Here he is. Hold on.
Radio's Buzz Burbank.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
There we go. A little energy now.
Now,
man.
That's what we're looking for now.
Yeah.
Now, Buzz, Joe was obviously doing a woeful job of describing the van to us. After hearing what he had to say, what would you add to what Joe's already described?
Let me just say this was a once luxurious van. Everything's outfitted with like a blue velour sort of upholstery.
Right.
There are blue curtains and mini blinds.
Mm-hmm.
So and some lovely lighting. So at one time with wood trim. So at one time this was a lovely van. It really was nice.
It was one of those customized luxury Ford Econolines.
Right, exactly. Yeah, it couldn't be nicer. It's got the honey oak wood trim. It's beautiful.
Right, but how is the condition of it now?
It is covered. The entire surface of the floor is covered with, it looks like trash, wires, clothing, mostly clothing. And it does, one thing Joe really hit on the head was it does smell like a clothing hamper in here.
What about the stuffed animal that is in the passenger side, otherwise known as the garage?
I'm going to ask Rob about that now. Rob, what's the story with the stuffed smiley face there?
I just wanted it at the carnival one year, and I just liked it so much I used to hang it from the mirror.
would you say it's your friend?
Sure, it's my friend.
Is it a lure?
He would say that it's his friend.
It's not, Baz, in your opinion, is it a lure?
I don't know. It's scary. I think most children would be frightened by it.
All right. Buzz, make your way, if you will, at least visually.
Uh-huh.
I don't expect you to climb into the van.
And, of course, take note of any unusual items that might catch your eye.
But open up the door there and tell us, describe his home entertainment system.
Where is the home entertainment system located, Rob? Is it here at the dashboard? Oh, overhead. I see. It's got an overhead panel. Here we go. Let me climb. Oh, I see. I see the television is on, and we're looking at the snow right now.
That's right. Buzz, any vermin, squirrels?
No, I don't see any signs of that. I see an empty shoebox on the floor. I see the business section of the Washington Post.
Does he have any tapes, any VCR tapes?
Do you have any tapes, videotapes, Rob? Can I go back and see him?
I wouldn't mind hearing what he has in his collection.
Right.
That'd be fascinating.
What's in the library? What are some of the tapes you have?
Let's see what he's got.
The Shining, Helter Skelter, Silence of the Lambs.
Porn. We've been around to the backyard now. We're opening
gay porn.
We're opening up the double
die,
doors.
Die, my darling, back. Porn.
Here's one of those bags for kids.
Friday the 13th, porn.
Kitty porn.
Oh, and a beautiful acoustic guitar. What kind of guitar is that, Ron?
It's a $29.99 Walmart special.
Wow, a $30 Walmart job.
Yeah, you got an eye for quality instruments.
And,
here are the tapes. They're in a pizza storage bag, one of those insulated red bags your pizza comes in.
Oh, that's where he puts his videotape.
What's his collection, Buzz?
Okay, here's Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
All right, that's an interesting one.
This is Spinal Tap.
This is no shock there.
A Magnavox VHS head cleaner. A movie called Office Space.
With Norm MacDonald?
With the Norm MacDonald? Is that the Norm MacDonald movie? Office Space?
No, that's the one you have Case of the Mondays tape.
Case of the Mondays tape.
Yeah, that's where we got that from, right.
Ah, right. And what is this one here?
Colors,
okay.
Is that the movie with Sean Penn and Robert Duvall?
Colors, is that Sean Penn and Robert Duvall?
Yes, it is.
Oh, it is, in fact, that one.
That's weird.
Being John Malkovich, a favorite, yeah.
Being John
very Malkovich. Eclectic collection.
Not a scary collection, though, at all.
It's a pretty good collection. A True Lies, which if you like action movies, that's one of the best.
Now, Buzz.
Yeah.
Are you anywhere near where he lays his head down? I'd like to hear a description of the pillow that he sleeps on.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Star Wars, The Phantom Menace. All right, well, that's enough.
Star Wars.
Rob, let me ask you, when you sleep, where's your head go in this thing?
I have to sleep diagonally so I can fit my whole self along there.
Right.
Your head would be there in this corner, and
would your pillow be, let me climb up here, this is your pillow here?
Yeah.
Right. Sort of a tartan plaid wool blanket, I guess. I don't know, kind of a grayish colored pillow.
Really, this is where I know that you've never in your wildest dreams would envision that this would be your role on a radio show.
Right.
But I'm telling you,
yes,
you're perfect. You're descriptive.
Right.
Words.
He knows how to do it.
I do like this. You know those metal things you see, I guess sometimes still in motel rooms, the bottle opener that's mounted on the wall.
Right.
Yeah.
But here's a drink Coca-Cola bottle opener that's mounted on the inside back door of the van, which has got to be very handy, right?
So he can be reclining and open his beverages right there?
It couldn't be handier.
And he has TV in the ceiling of the van.
Yeah, actually, it's right behind the driver's seat. There's sort of a drop-down partition there. And that's the television's mounted in that, so that laying in bed, it's the perfect spot for watching TV.
Buzz, would it be your opinion that prior to coming over here that Rob Grippy may have done a porn sweep of the van?
Let's just ask him. Rob, do you have any pornography in your video collection?
Softcore.
Softcore, and would it be here or is that stored someplace else?
It'd be there, but you'd have to really look to find it.
There's something in that van.
Yeah.
There's something in
that van. Where would he hide it? Just ask him where it's hidden.
Well, if you saw the van, you'd know there are lots of places he could hide it. there are lots of things he could have buried it under, and, I take a crew of CSI
Buzz,
people to dig it out.
Buzz, is there a... He obviously sleeps on a mattress in the back of the van, right?
I guess it's like, is that a mattress, Rob, or is that part of the upholstery?
I'm just wondering if there's anything like a platform that he sleeps on that you could lift up and look under.
Is this area that you sleep on, is there a platform, is there any storage underneath that, or?
Yeah, there's the mechanism for...
That's where we're going to find the body.
I mean, let's be like the cops.
You would lift that mattress, the bug will scatter.
Just look. In the places.
Milk and Kendall Milk, Sega there, but...
Buzz, look, do you have the guts to look, Buzz?
Yeah.
All right, look under there and see what's under Rob's bed.
Is there any way we can sort of peek in the... Well, I guess it would be your crawl space, right?
I guess if you really want to.
Yeah, if we just peek, that'd be great.
I was a little hesitant.
You're really... I would describe this van as a fixer-upper. I think with a little work... You know, you bring in a hazmat crew, and this could be a really nice van.
Wow.
Yeah, he looks like that.
Do you have it? He says it was nice when he got it. Do you have a flashlight or anything like that?
Somewhere around here, yeah.
Okay, well, don't worry about it. We'll just sort of peek. Oh, it looks like mostly more bed linen stored underneath in the sort of Rob's crawl space here.
Really? Bed linen, huh?
It's dark. There's another tape. What is that?
Apollo 13.
Apollo 13, okay.
I forgot to ask. How does he do laundry?
How and where do you do laundry, Rob?
Well, there are laundromats, and sometimes I just, you know, walk into a hotel and use everything. That's about it.
Walk into a hotel.
There's your answer.
Well, so, yeah, a lot of hotels have on various floors.
Right.
Well, come to think of it, I've only seen it like in Ocean City, like in the resort.
You can walk into a hotel and do laundry.
There's a washer and a dryer, like on the 8th floor.
An apartment might be a better try for that than a hotel.
Yeah. Oh, and he's got a Slim Jim here, I guess, in case he locks himself out of his house.
Oh, a Slim Jim, really? Oh.
Yeah.
That he's used for breaking into other offices.
I guess so.
All right. Well, thank you.
Acquiring.
Buzz, overall, as you grade this this housing unit, on a scale of 1 to 10, what would you give it?
Well, let's see. On the structure itself, I'd give it a B, honestly. I'd give it a B, above average.
A B on a scale of 1 to 10?
On maintenance and hygiene, I'm going to have to say an F.
An F
on a scale of 1 to 10.
An F. Okay.
Yeah.
And again, the prevailing smell was that of a hamper.
Absolutely. In fact, it's wafting out into the alleyway here where we're standing.
And before we let you go, anything that catches your eye at all in there? Anything that we've overlooked?
No, I think, you know, and like I said, unless we got a hazmat crew in here and started digging, I think we've seen everything there is to see.
Hey, and Joe, Buzz, send Joe back up.
All right, Joe, I guess you're headed back up. You want me to send him with the phone?
Yeah, and let me just say, excellent job. Thank you, Buzz.
Certainly.
Thank you very, very much. And let me talk to Joe again, I guess.
Here's Joe.
All right, here's...
Hello?
Hey, Joe, Billy.
Hey.
Well, you did your best.
We never did open the side doors.
All right, open them up, Joe.
All right, here we go.
Open up the doors. Oh, this is where the body... This is where the body falls out.
Mug root beer bottle. And books. Walmart bag stuffed with stuff. A calendar so he knows what day of the year it is.
All right.
Open up the other one.
This is like being in a crime scene.
Yes, it is definitely that scary. Okay, I'm running away.
What are you doing, Joe?
Running away.
All right, bye, Joe.
All right, thanks, Joe.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.
There you go. That's where I said Buzz now, I guess.
I would have been willing to bet $1,000 that Joe would have used the word whatnot during that segment.
Well, I think Buzz did a pretty good job of painting that picture for us of what Rob Griffey's van is like.
Yeah, and you and I would have both done the same thing. We would have rummaged. There would have been, like, clothing up in the air, but,
that's not Buzz's bag, maybe.
Yeah, just to rifle through stuff. And you know what? I don't think you or I would want to really go. No, really, you're going to get something's going to bite your hand.
You know, if I had something like this, like a nice big pencil.
Like a stick or something like that?
I would have rummaged through some of the stuff.
Stir up some of the laundry and lift it, because you know that underneath a few of those layers, he has crammed something.
Like Ralph's hand or something over there.
Or just a lot of tissue.
Those aren't boogers. Hello, Don and Mike.
Yes.
Hey, you're on the air. Hello.
Yeah, that smiley face like Wilson from...
It probably is. No. Probably who he talks to at night when he like flicks his lighter on.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, I was just calling to ask if Rob has full coverage on his van, homeowner's insurance, or liability.
I don't know. And here comes Buzz. And Buzz is holding his hands like a surgeon right now.
Yeah, I don't want to touch anything.
Because you want to... Oh, Buzz. Listen, your excuse. Go to the bathroom and wash your hands.
I have to tell you, though, before I do, the side doors on the van, we could only open one. Because if we'd opened both, there would have been an avalanche of just junk. I would swear maybe 4 feet deep, just papers and clothing and an endless supply of junk that would have buried us all.
He lives in his own filth.
Or on top of it, yes.
On top of it.
Yes.
All right, there you go. There's the Rob Grippy man.
This just doesn't get any better than this.
Man who lives in his car now lives in a van.
Any striped briefs?
No, didn't see any, no. Okay.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Striping.
Yeah, I was wondering if maybe he might be in mind for trading spaces. You know, have them come in.
Yeah, we'd have to find somebody else who lives in a van. Some other homeless guy.
Sure, absolutely.
And that guy could fix up Rob's van, and Rob could fix up the other guy's van.
Yeah, win a free detailing.
Absolutely. And it's great when he decorates it for the holidays.
All right, goodbye. See you later.
Hello. Done.
Don and Mike show.
Turns the lights on for Christmas.
Right? Hello.
Yeah, good afternoon. How you doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thanks.
I just wanted to say that when Joe and, before you let Joe and Buzz back in the studio, have them go to a hazmat treatment center or someplace like that.
Spray them down.
Hose them down.
Got you, my friend.
And okay, thanks.
It all gets back to CSI or 24.
Yeah.
You'd be like that guy in 24 last week that had that radioactive stuff on him and they had to come at him with that hose.
And it didn't matter because he's a goner anyway.
Goner. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Oh, man, that show's on tonight.
Isn't it? Yes, it is.
Yeah, two good nights in a row. And CSI pretty damn good last night, although sensitive, of course. And they, you know, it's pretty interesting here in Washington, D.C. You should all know this. They probably didn't do this everywhere else. Oh. They ran the crawl up on top of the screen.
They ran a crawl? During Everybody Loves Raymond.
Yeah.
Right.
All the sitcoms leading up to it.
You believe
that? They were going to have a show on CSI Miami about a sniper.
Mm-hmm. Hello, Brian.
Yeah, I'm really worried. You guys sent Buzz down there. Who cares about your phone screener? But, you know, I'm worried about Buzz because this guy may, you know, get picked up for being a pedophile, and then Buzz's DNA is going to be down in the van now that he's going to have to be questioned.
Well, Buzz is usually questioned anyway, but he always comes up clean.
I don't think I left any evidence.
All right, see you later.
All right, guys.
Don't worry about it. By the way, thank you too much. You know what we need right now?
What?
I think we need some nude yoga.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's like a palate cleanser. It really is.
There's nothing better to come off a homeless guy's van than this. And we had the name wrong. Her name is Corey.
And Corey is a turbo hottie.
From iBook.com. And I don't know how she got hooked up with this naked yoga lady. But anyway, she's coming in to do naked yoga. So that's coming up. Get your beach towels ready. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Some girls are taken advantage of, while others are unashamed of their nakedness.
The Don and Mike Show.
If you squeeze them hard, soy sauce comes out. Don and Mike.
All right, new show is coming up here tomorrow on the show. Finally, we rescheduled the guy who wrote the book. From the perspective of OJ's dog.
Oh, good. I've been looking forward to this guy for so long because I really don't know what that interview is going to go like.
Well, the guy says that OJ's dog was the only eyewitness to the killing of Nicole Simpson.
Right.
And he's interviewed the dog.
Well, the guy might have the same kind of delusions that Rob Grippy has.
So he's coming on tomorrow. Plus, tomorrow a good part of the show will be taken up with your calls. Because Thursday we're going to be playing What Would You Eat?
That's always interesting.
Man. And a great prize this time on What Would You... ... What would you eat for a trip to Las Vegas and $1,000 in cash to gamble with?
That is a fantastic prize.
Trip to Las Vegas, and it's not one of those overnight jobbers. It's a 5-night, 6-day trip for two to Vegas, courtesy of Viramax.
Well, you can get lost in that city.
Viramax Sexual Enhancer. Have great sex more often with Viramax. Available at finer health food stores, pharmacies, retailers everywhere, or call 1-888-TRY-VMAX. I mean, you think about that. You got 5 nights, 6 days, and $1,000.
Do you have to take the Viramax when you're out there?
I think it's under your pillow every night when you check in.
If you eat it, it'll make the trip even more exciting.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don and Mike. How are you?
Hello, we're fine, thanks.
Rob, how are you, sir?
I'm fine, but I don't want to be bothered by you.
He's busy on the phone.
All right. And
go away.
How are you, Buzz?
I'm well, thank you.
Good. Gentlemen, I want to raise the bar here for the What Would You Eat contest.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. I am willing to vomit into a glass and then drink it back.
It's always a crowd pleaser.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, do we do that, though? I don't think that... Can we do that?
What is that, Lisa? We've had people eat their own vomit before, haven't we?
I don't think you can do that. You might want to call the great ape out.
Oh, you call the monkey. Hold on. I'll leave you on hold, okay? All right, hold on a second.
I think it only can happen if it's inadvertent.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Wink, wink.
Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
What's up, Doc? Mr. Kill on you.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'd like to donate my toe for somebody who would like to eat it.
Would you get out of here?
Hello. Shut up.
Don and Mike, hello.
Hey.
Hey.
What's going on?
It's much cooler in here, man.
Yeah.
Cooler heads have prevailed.
Word.
Anything we can do for you?
Yeah, I got a buddy. He's a little upset about yesterday's show.
Why?
Well, he called in with the right answer.
The right answer for what?
The right answer for Fast Times Ridgemont High. He called in with the Camaro. He's a little upset. He didn't win a prize.
Right.
Well, you just tell him that life's full of disappointments.
Dude, he needs Viramax, something fierce.
Dude.
He needs something.
dude.
Come on.
You tell him that the Don and Mike show is a primer for life.
You know what? You might want to think about this. When are you going to see him next?
He was weeping.
Hey, son?
He's right here.
When are you with him right now?
Yeah.
Why don't you go into the kitchen and fix him a nice plate of BM?
I did. He didn't like it.
Yeah, no,
put him on the phone.
Okay. Hey.
No, he's
wiping the tears from his eyes.
I hear if it's the same guy.
It's the same guy.
Yeah.
Of course it is.
It's this guy.
Hey, Don and Mike.
No, it's a different guy.
What?
Are you really a different guy than the other guy?
No, I was the guy who called you yesterday.
No. I mean, the one we were just talking to just now.
Yeah, that was a friend of mine that I was telling.
So your friend is there with you?
Well, yeah.
Why did you choose him to be the one to spread your good word? Why did you choose him as your emissary?
Because I called earlier and Joe wouldn't put me through. So I was just telling him a story and he decided on his own that he'd...
It's pretty important to let it go.
Yeah, two words for you.
B&M?
No. Well, yes, as always, but I think really three words. Now, I want you to remember these and write them on your forehead backwards so whenever you look in a mirror, you'll see it. Life's not fair.
Nobody ever said that life was fair, sir.
Life's not fair.
Life's not fair. Get over it.
I can't let Joe get off like that.
Well, it's going to happen. You're never going to get a prize.
Joe was wrong about that, and if you had been listening to the beginning of the show, you'd know Joe came in and admitted that, in fact, it was a
Z-28. That's right.
Yes, I know, and the guy from New Jersey was the one who got the DVD pack.
Yeah, but it's really, really important for you to let it go, because now that you have insisted...
Yeah, now more than ever, you're never getting the prize.
You are further and further away from a prize with every minute you dwell on this.
I know, but it is good radio.
No, it's not.
That is not true.
No, it's not. It's really not.
It was yesterday, you guys got to admit.
No, yesterday, yes, doing that bit with Joe was, but this with you now, it's not.
What you ought to do is get off the phone and then just punch your friend as hard as you can, right in the head.
Beginning to get tedious, guys.
You are, yes.
Yeah, me.
Yes,
yeah,
you.
Yeah. You, not us.
Well, you guys have a good day. Good day to you, sir.
I need some BM.
I'll send some to you.
Very good.
What are you going to have for dinner tonight?
Good day to you, sir.
What are you going
to
have for dinner?
For Rob for me.
What are you going to have for dinner tonight? Come on, say it.
I'm going to be sharing a large BM.
There you go. See, now you saved yourself.
All right, bye-bye.
Thank you.
Have a good day, guys.
All right, easy. Yeah.
And... He's gone.
Right, now, just use that as a primer, really.
A lesson for us all.
When you get caught in a bad spot on the show, what are you going to eat tonight? Just say BM and hang up. Yeah. And right away, you save face.
He's gone.
You immediately save face.
Like the wind.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. I just wanted to say I'm in Virginia Beach and just found the show a few weeks ago. I absolutely love it.
Oh, thanks.
In terms of what would you eat, I'd like to eat maybe a raw clam with some... toenail clippings and belly button lint on top with maybe some, nose hair trimmings and some hot
sauce. That's great. Hold on. We'll give the information. Lisa will actually start this soliciting tomorrow.
Come on down.
Hold on. Listen to what this guy says. What Joe has written on the screen is true. Ross?
Yeah, what's up?
Ross?
I want to eat my dingleberry.
Oh.
How? Oh. How? How awful is that?
Oh.
You want to eat your own dingleberry.
Oh.
A real BM eater. Oh, he hung up.
Oh.
Oh, that's too bad.
Oh, dear.
That's too bad.
Dear me. Well, you know, there'll be copycats.
For sure will. Let's welcome now, Robbie. I think we need to... Where's our sex music?
Oh, yeah.
From iBolt.com.
Wow.
Corey Lane is joining us here in the studio. Hi Corey.
Hi, guys.
How are you?
I am doing very well, thank you.
Too bad you're not better looking. Celebrity you most resemble, I would have to say... Ooh, boy, that's tough. You know, in the picture here where you're all bubbly and you're taking a bath, you kind of look like that girl from Showgirls. Elizabeth Berkley.
Elizabeth
Berkley. But it's a compliment.
Oh yes, it is. I've met her. She's very sweet, also.
Mm. Mm. And Who do you think she looks like?
I think she looks like a much, much better looking Jenny McCarthy.
Oh, he's so sweet. Mm-hmm.
And Buzz, would you turn around and let Buzz take a look at your face? Buzz is over there.
She's beautiful, like maybe a young Christy Brinkley, maybe.
Yeah. Oh,
there
cool.
you go. Well,
wow.
Nothing but raves all the way with Robbie.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what? I'll go with Christy Brinkley, but I think her she got a beautiful smile.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Very nice
oh,
smile.
Love it here.
And you're on iVolt.com.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a big porno site. That's like, I understand, the number two.
Second.
The second.
Fastest growing.
The second biggest.
Next to Playboy.com.
Yeah.
Men's site in the world. And
you like and you like a good bubble bath, right?
Oh, who doesn't?
That's yeah. right.
So yeah. you are coming in today to do naked yoga.
Yes, I think that everybody should learn this.
You know. Do you practice yoga on a regular basis?
Yes, I do.
I've heard good things about yoga.
Yes.
Especially like for flexibility and things like that, right?
You can do amazing things.
Really?
All
right, well,
oh, wow.
let's get right to it.
Okay.
Go ahead. I guess the first thing you'll have to do is get out of those pesky clothes.
Now, do you need an assistant to do yoga? Because, I mean, we've got Buzz right over here.
Anything I can do is just
do you need any kind of assistance if with... What's that? No,
yeah.
no.
Hey, come on now.
Yeah. Oh,
I need somebody to hold my clothes. Okay.
Hold your clothes?
Mike could do
I'll
that.
Hold your clothes.
Okay.
Yeah, be my... Do you need assistance?
Okay.
All right.
There you
first,
go.
I was going to remove them during the act, but I can go ahead and just get it over.
Yeah, do it. Yeah,
yeah.
Fine.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Thank you.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. Oh.
Is it okay if I keep my shoes on?
Yeah.
It smells good, too.
Come on.
Wow.
Wow.
What nice boobs you have.
Wow.
Thank you very much.
Wowsy woo. You want me to take that for you?
There you go.
And,
all right.
Let me check out the garden.
What? Your vital statistics, do you know them off the top of your head, just to, for those in radio land? I mean, you appear to be perfectly proportioned there.
I'm about 35,
32,
34.
Oh, my God.
Long, long,
wow. Wow. And you're gonna demonstrate yoga for us right now?
Nice nippleage.
Ladies and gentlemen, this woman is totally naked right
now. Naked?
Totally.
Start with your basic position.
Which is, what are you doing? You're standing and you're...
Just putting your hands together like a Buddha, you know, that type of thing. Wow.
This is a lot of breathing
yeah.
in and out.
Take all the time you need.
Okay.
Breathe deeply. Right.
Out of concentration.
Is it possible you could turn around, though? I can't see anything. All I can see is your ass.
She's
you could see worse.
Is there any way you could you turn towards Don? She's asking.
Thank you. Thank you. Wow. Man, do I wish my hip wasn't dislocated.
Do you want us to do this along with you? Is that what you want?
That would be nice.
All right.
Go ahead, Mike.
Naked.
Okay, Buzz. Like this.
All right, now hold on. What are you doing? Lisa, are you doing it too?
The center of your chest. Out. Above your head.
Get she has hand. Big boobs.
All spacing up.
Sorry.
Down. You're pressing your chi down.
My chi.
Your chi.
It's pretty hard to do that right now.
Yeah.
I don't mind telling you. I can't keep my chi down right now.
And the hair down there is perfectly done.
Yeah, now up here. Up here.
Yes.
All right.
Okay, now. Out with your right arm and then right leg.
Basically,
it's
just a naked girl just touching herself right now. And what's funny is that Mike's doing the same thing. I mean, Mike's...
And hey, I'm into it.
Mike's striking the same pose. As she grabs her right breast, uh-huh. Mike is grabbing his right breast. And now...
both
hands covering both breasts. And now, left... Right hand on left
very
breast.
Good.
How am I doing?
You can work this into the Sacramento dance.
Okay, yeah. Back.
All right.
Hands on breasts.
Now we need to go down.
Yes,
we do.
Yes, we do.
We're in a little bit of a confined space. I actually need to turn. Sorry.
That's okay.
All right.
It goes this way.
Well, now both Mike and Corey are
on the floor.
Are on the floor. Now, wait a minute. Hold on.
I'm not sure. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I suddenly lost all my concentration.
You know what? It sure does look like.
I need to lift. Up.
All right, she has to lift up.
This is the lotus.
All right, I'll just sit here like this.
You know, from this standpoint?
Yes. It's tough to stay in front of the microphones right now, isn't it?
Hey,
it really is.
Hi.
Wow.
Back up again.
Didn't it just look like Mike was getting a BJ?
It did. Yeah.
Exhale. Up again.
Did you see that, Buzz?
I did.
Mike was like squatting down and All you could see was her head in front of
there
his genitals.
Go.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Highly suggestive.
Oh, my God.
Highly suggestive.
Wow.
You did very well.
Thanks. So did you.
Hey, Mike.
How about that, huh?
Wow.
Yeah, a little new ground for me.
Wow.
Wow.
Buzz, how about that?
Oh, would fantastic. You like these back, or do you have any other moves that you'd like to show?
Since I do have to exit the building, it would be helpful.
Okay, there you are.
Thank you.
Now, let me
sorry I don't have a broad ad to your collection up there.
Yeah, we collect those. We really do.
That's okay, all right. I will.
Send us out, please.
Really, really.
Striking. Striking, really.
Beautiful woman with the yoga. Corey's on iVolt.com. She's on there with her weekly sex position, movies, pictorials, their advice column.
Everything.
And, 30 days now, all free for the Don and Mike audience.
Wow.
Go to www.ivolt.com.
Say, my chi has never felt better.
/free. Okay?
Wow.
www.ivolt.com/free.
That's fantastic.
Get ready to be bombarded with web hits.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you, Corey.
Oh, thanks, you guys.
Thanks so much. Thanks. And I think you've done enormous things to promote yoga.
I'm here to help.
That's so www.ivolt.com.
Wonderful.
Thank you. Let's give her a nice round of applause. Thank you, Corey.
Thank you.
All right, you got to get out.
All right, bye-bye. Thank you.
You got to get out of here now.
I think
now.
We all Thanks. Feel healthier now.
Thanks, Corey.
Wow.
What
did that look like?
Okay.
I'm glad they didn't have the digital camera in here.
Now,
yeah.
Here's the deal. Mike.
I mean, I was really trying to, like, follow along.
Mike had his clothes on, okay?
Yes, he was
Mike
dressed.
Is,
oh, tell
Mike,
the truth.
Mike is,
that was really
Mike is squatting down.
Right.
Like,
I thought we were going to do, like, you know, we were going to go down and do a squatting thing, and then all of a sudden, she laid out flat and came towards me.
With her head approaching your crotch.
So from your angle, it appeared
like
that maybe
was,
something was going on.
Yeah, like it was some of the...
I was disciplining my chi at that moment. You have to.
I bet your chi was saying, let me out of here. Mike, it's been so long. Let me out of here.
Help me with my chi.
Mike, hey, it's me.
That's the second time we...
It's me, Dick Chi.
Dick Chi. Dick Chi. Dick Chi, very happy.
It's me, Dick Chi.
Jack talked Dick Chi. Wow. Jack talked Dick Chi very well.
Oh, Mike, this is Jack. This is Dick Chi. Dick Chi. Dick Chi, rip me out. Rip me out.
Rip me out.
Yeah, pretty cool. Right by my entrance.
Too bad you have to do radio show. Otherwise, you rip Dick Chi out.
Oh, man.
Everything. Good luck at everything you do.
It does have the rice bag. It's the second time we've had one of those girls from iVolt, and they are rather strong.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, beautiful woman.
I say, I feel bad for your personal situation at home, but I'm in one way, I'm enjoying it.
That you know, I still...
I know, but just the fact that...
I don't like to, you know, I can't do what he does.
I know, but...
I don't think I'd ever be able to do that.
But
yeah, a little more liberal. Like, you know, I'll hold the clothes.
It's a start. I mean, it looked like...
It just doesn't get any better than this.
It looked like you were getting, you know, H-E-A-D.
I'm just, you know, I'm feeling freer.
Hello, Don. Mike's show.
Hey, Don.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, it's Mike. Grateful I'm not from Sacramento in California.
The critics love Snatch.
Yeah, what can we do for you?
I was going to tell you, you got to get that girl's bra until she said she didn't have one. She got the undies to put the bra wall.
She didn't have a bra.
No.
Those were fake boobs, obviously, but a very well done set.
Yeah, and, you know, I don't know about the rest of you guys, but I could have watched that yoga for... You know, 3.5 hours.
Well, she's like 2 inches from your face.
I know. I'm a face.
Your face.
Wow.
Look at your young BJ. And she had such big boobs.
And I mean, you want to talk about proportion?
Yeah. Right. That's why we got to get a website. We got to get our own website.
Yeah.
We really do. My God, you got to see. Well, you can go to iVolt and you can see her picture.
That's right. Free.
See exactly what we were looking
at. Of course, what we'll call, I think we already have a name for that part of our website, Dick Chi.
She's the girl of the week at IVOLT.com.
That's right.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, Don.
Yeah.
This is Sean from Spokane.
Hi, Sean.
Just calling to see how Mike's experience was in yoga.
It was, I've always been curious about that Eastern form of meditation.
Yeah,
and now
right.
I am 100% sold.
Gotcha.
So she was better at it than I was. I moved my ass around here.
Who knows what
so
she was
your
doing.
Home life just got a lot better?
Yeah, right.
Thank you, slow-witted Sean. Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling you.
Hello, Mike. Hello.
Hello. I just moved out from Pittsburgh. I just want to tell you guys you have a really good show.
Thanks.
But I have a question about Virginia drivers.
Yes, go ahead.
What I can't understand is why do Virginia drivers always stay in a left-hand lane and don't want to get over?
You know, it's a valid question, and it's worse in the rain.
Well, yeah, is it raining out right now?
It's been sprinkling on and off
been,
a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, you know, generally speaking, you know, this guy's right.
Yeah. He is right.
Although I think it's a Beltway phenomenon. I don't think it's just a Maryland thing.
I mean, a Virginia or Maryland or anything. But I do
or
find
or
it,
Virginia, right, yeah.
I find especially on two-lane highways. I mean, if you get, people just don't want to get over onto the right side. It's a competitive thing.
You know,
does that have something to do with all the internationals down here that don't know how to drive?
No, it really has to do with the fact that Washington is such a transient city.
Yeah, I mean, people from all over come.
People always move here from somewhere else, and they get flipped out by the roads. Last night, now nothing pisses me off more than when this happens. I'm driving home. I'm on the road to get to my house.
Right.
And it's a big, long road, and the speed limit is 35 miles an hour.
Right.
And there's a guy in front of me who's obviously looking for an address or looking for a house or something. And he is going, I guess you not, 15 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is an area with hills and it's double yellow line. So I can't do anything except I lay on the brights. I give him the brights twice.
Mm-hmm.
And when he gets up by this housing development, he pulls off towards the side and gets rolls down the window and flicks me off.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, you dick.
Yeah.
You dick. You're going 15 on a 35-mile-per-hour road just because you're so freaking stupid that you can't read that the numbers are getting smaller on the mailboxes as you drive down the road, and then you flip me off.
You should have pulled off before that.
You flip me off.
Is that when you use the special tire shredders that you have in your car?
I wish. God, I was so pissed at that.
The little fantasy I think that we've all enjoyed in any metropolitan area is having two 50-millimeter cannons right in front of your vehicle.
And this happens to me a lot, and I would hate to think it's just me. I think a lot of people who live out where I live go through this when you get people who don't live in the area, and they're going very slowly on a road, and finally they get perturbed because you're on their bumper, and they pull off to the side, and they give you the big, go ahead, Mr. Big Tough Man. Go ahead and pass me up.
So when you get out and you go, others.
Yeah, trying to make you feel bad.
Yeah.
You know, eat me is what I say.
My fantasy has always involved, seriously, having a little badge. And it would be a badge. I'll use the word Terminator for the name. You'd have the Terminator badge, and there would only be a select few people, only disc jockeys in Washington, D.C., that were on in the afternoon and had good ratings. And you'd have a special badge. And if somebody really pissed you off, all of a sudden you would pull up next to the person and you'd show the badge and you'd see the look of terror on their face because you'd have a button that would immediately make their car vaporize. And you'd get the look first. You'd go, oh, you cut me off. I'm a Terminator. Boom. And then the car just explodes.
The look of death.
Yeah.
You would get the look of death on their face.
Yeah. How sick am I?
Oh, no, that's fine.
Yeah.
That's great. I'm down with that.
All right.
I'm absolutely in your corner on that one.
That's good. Well, I'm glad because I think my cheese is a little out of balance right now.
Yeah. You horn dog. And good for you. I say bravo to you,
bravo.
Sir.
I used to get upset at that. Now I simply embrace it.
Bravo to you, sir.
Bravo to you.
Hold on. A cop is on the phone. Always. Rob, give me 1 minute with a cop. I know we got a break. Yeah, cop?
Yes.
Hi.
Hey, I just want to let you know, some guy just called talking about these drivers that drive in the left lane.
Yeah.
Well, they never change. They're always idiots out here, and it'll be something that happens in Virginia for as long as I can tell.
You mind if I ask you what department you work in?
Northern Virginia.
Northern Virginia.
Are you really a cop?
What's that?
Are you really a cop?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Are you in your police car right now?
I sure am.
Can you give us a little siren?
Turn the siren on?
Well, yeah, sure. Hold on 1 second, okay?
Okay.
Sounds like a young one. Young officer.
Here it goes.
Yeah. I would have lost the bet there.
And you're concurring that all drivers are idiots?
Yes, I am.
All right, thank you, officer.
Thanks, guys. Have a good night. Be safe.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Yeah.
There, he sounded more like a cop at the end.
At the end of the beginning, he sounded like a kid. Maybe one of those little, you know, those 18-year-olds that hack our computers.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. The Don and Mike Show.
This has a show gone crazy.
The Don and Mike Show.
Attention elsewhere. Don and Mike.
Right. Bootylicious. Nirvana. Crazy. Bill O'Reilly's crazy. And we have a thought of the day, as always, from Bill O'Reilly. Let's see. It's kind of a pick-me-up segment.
Yeah. Very good. I always like to hear his thought.
End of your day. Long day. Mm-hmm. It's not even hump day. Bill, what say you?
You go right ahead and make out in front of my 3-year-old daughter. Go right ahead and do that.
All right. There it is. Bill O'Reilly, thought of the day. And now, time for a return by someone of ill health.
Oh, no.
I'll tell you this.
Some call Charlie the perfect father.
He's feeling better.
Good.
And he's going to do the Charlie interview today. Here he is. Charlie, hi.
Hi, Don.
How you feeling, Charlie?
I'm feeling better than I have been.
Now,
but I occasionally have relapses.
You know, there was a while that we were actually...
Come and join the Charlie people.
There was a while where we were actually planning your death. We were going to have to kill you off.
Have to do that again.
Going to have to kill you off because of Mike's throat problems.
Oh, no. Yeah, I'm glad they're better.
Are you up to this interview?
Sure, Don.
Wow.
Charlie,
what is it that's ailing you, Charlie?
I am dying, Don.
You are dying. Wow. And what are you dying of?
I'm not well.
What are you dying of? Do you know?
I don't know. The doctor won't tell me.
Mm.
You think it's a sexual thing?
Mm-hmm. Oh. Yeah. Oh, yeah. The bad one.
The bad one. He's from all those times you had your temperature taken.
I think so. I'm just not what I used to be.
But every once in a while, you get a burst of energy.
Every now and then, I feel better.
Mm-hmm.
Every now and then.
I'd love to do an interview, though.
All right, here's your setup, Charlie. And, Robbie, we have how long on the clock?
I think we can give 2 minutes to that.
2 minutes.
I'm not at the hospice anymore.
Well, that's good.
Oh, so you're back at home?
Yes, Don.
How's your brother doing?
Matthew's doing very well. He's taking care of me now. Well, look at all the weight I've lost.
Just going to mention, you are a
but
shadow.
But, Don, I'm a fighter.
Yeah. You are a shadow.
And I'm winning.
Charlie, have you
been? Yes, Rob.
Are you planning your birthday party?
Not this year.
Oh. No party at all?
I'm planning to say my goodbye.
Yeah, Charlie. Now, Charlie, you...
Goodbye, Rob.
You'll be 62 if you make it.
Don.
You used to weigh over 300 pounds.
I did.
What do you weigh now?
83 pounds.
Oh, God.
Oh.
But I wear big suits. I'm wearing one of my Charlie suits now. Why are you laughing at me?
I'm not laughing at you.
Why?
I'm not. Well, Charlie, you always made me laugh.
Thank you, Don.
You're a happy guy, Charlie.
May I have a glass of water?
You can. And here's the Charlie interview.
Oh, my brain hurts.
You're going to like this.
All right.
The setup is, who will buy my haunted clown doll?
Ooh, scary.
An antique doll collector is hoping to scare up some money by selling what he claims is a haunted clown doll.
That's very scary, Don.
Ernest Aguilar says he purchased the haunted doll last June.
Uh-huh.
It's between 50 and 60 years old.
Ooh, and it's scary haunted.
And he says it's a demon
doll.
Can I
use my grown-up voice?
Of course you can, Charlie.
Hello, sir.
And,
this is Charlie Stewart and Stubblehawk.
Robbie, you pre-called this guy, right? So this guy knows he's going to be on the air.
Oh, dear.
Charlie, Do you think we should start making you a quilt?
Mm-hmm. Please. Are you coming to my funeral?
Hello?
Hello?
Ernest.
Yes.
Hi,
hello.
My name is Don, and welcome to
The Charlie Show. Hello. My name is Charlie. I'd like to ask you about your doll.
Sure.
Is it haunted?
I believe so.
How long has it been haunted?
Well, I had it for like about 5 months, and about a week after I received it, stuff started happening.
Like what? That's scary.
Well, I would leave it in one place in the room, and a few days later, it would be like 2 to 3 feet away from where I left it.
Does it have sharp teeth?
It doesn't have no teeth, no.
I'm not feeling well. Have I told you that?
No.
I'm dying.
No, you're not. You're a fighter.
I'm a fighter, but I'm not winning.
You're a fighter. And
listen to my voice.
You like dolls?
I love dolls, but this sounds scary.
And you like pizza?
I do like pizza. I don't eat it anymore, though.
I just
eat protein shakes. That's all I can eat. That's all I can keep down.
Don't you get to eat ice cream?
No, not anymore.
What about Jell-O?
No, I'm lactose intolerant. That's what the doctor said. How big is your doll?
It's 31 inches.
Has the doll lost weight?
No, I bet I know this.
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling fine.
I'm not feeling well.
What kind of dolls do you have, Charlie?
I threw them all away.
Why?
I gave them away.
Why?
I'm not going to be needing them where I'm going.
What kind of dolls did you have, though?
I had G.I. Joes, and I had X-Men, and I had a Raggedy Andy. But I had to give it away. The kids that wanted them. Kids that were going to live. Well, not me.
Well, now, Charlie, first off, you're going to...
But none of my dolls were haunted.
You're not going to die. And
I am, Don.
And you're not a kid. How old are you, Charlie?
Get used to the idea.
How old are you, Charlie?
I'll be 64. Next month.
No, Rob. How old will he be?
How old am I going to be, Rob?
I'm going to be 62. And
Rob, come over to the microphone.
Oh, time is up for the Charlie interview.
Hey, are you afraid of your doll?
No, personally, no.
Is your doll afraid of dying?
I have no idea.
I am.
Yeah.
Hey, and
I'm not feeling too perky.
Charlie, you know, you always do that thing. You get people to say, I love you, Charlie.
Can you do me a favor, sir?
Sure.
What's your first name?
Ernest.
Ernest, can you say, I love you, Charlie?
I love you, Charlie.
I love you, Ernest. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. You're invited to my funeral.
Okay, great.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye.
La, la.
Hey, here
you go. That's all I can muster for today. Can you have somebody? Rob, will you wheel me out?
Yeah. Oh, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, I think I know what's wrong with Charlie.
What's that?
He seems to be choking on a little BM.
BM is funny, but I'm tired and I'm dizzy.
Mm.
I'm feeling real lightheaded now.
Hello, I was hoping we wouldn't have to see the side of Charlie.
I'm so sorry, Don.
Hello.
Help me.
Hello.
Help me.
I'm here with what used to be Charlie.
Yeah. 86 pounds.
Hello.
How old am I?
Hey, Don, how you doing?
62?
You will be 62.
I'll be 62. What's your name?
Hey.
What's your name?
My name's Mike.
What? Mike, can you say I love you, Charlie?
I love you, Charlie.
Say it while you can.
Yeah.
It's going to be long now.
Hello.
I'm always crying.
Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike, what's up? This is Jill from Clinton.
I have fits of crying.
Yeah.
Hello. I have bouts of tears.
I'm here with the very old Charlie. What can I do for you?
I feel bad for Charlie, but I'd like to enter the What Will You Eat contest.
Okay. You know, we're doing this on Thursday. What would you eat?
That's a contest I can't enter.
What would you... Sure you can.
What can I eat? What can I keep down?
What would you eat for a trip to Las Vegas and $1,000?
What would you eat?
Joe.
Don't be hard on Joe. He's been a good friend. He wheels me through the park now.
Well, he's a lousy fan.
Thank you, Ben.
I wish I could have had more meals at Vivian's.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hi.
I just wanted to call and tell Charlie that I think he's totally hot.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. But I'm only singing one song now.
What's that?
Don't Fear the Reaper.
Goodbye. Go Goodbye.
Love you, Charlie.
I love you. Thank you. Thank you to all my fans. I'm winning, but I'm dying.
Okay, I guess we'll see on the
Christmas. I can't feel my feet.
Oh, we'll see on the Christmas show, right?
No, you won't.
Oh, come on, Charlie.
It's the last Thanksgiving for Charlie.
No.
And after that, I'm not seeing December 25th.
You're going to be around for our Christmas show?
Yeah.
Can I introduce Buzz?
Oh, sure you can. Charlie, you keep acting like this is going to be your last time on the show.
Don?
Charlie?
God!
I'm right here, Charlie.
Where?
I'm right in front of you.
Someone turn out the light.
Oh, they
do. Oh, no. In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
It was Buzz.
He made it up.
What do you have for us tonight, Buzz?
I love you, Charlie.
I love you, Buzz.
Tonight's story, actor Russell Crowe has issues.
I have issues.
Yes, you do.
I have issue right here.
Is that blood?
Total control loss.
Well, Charlie, as always, it's been great having you on the show.
Rob!
Yes?
Wheel me out! I don't want him to see me like this anymore. Come on, Rob. Get around and back to me. Wheel me out.
He's embarrassed.
Bye, Charlie.
Bye, Doc.
Charlie putting up a brave front.
Really being wheeled out. Rob really wheeled him out. Stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned for news and comments coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
That was very
professional.
Sad.
Yeah, it was.
Freaking sad, man.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Charlie's got the...
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Fantastic.
Right.
Rich with floating particles. The Don and Mike Show.
Buzzy news now, brought to you by Viramax Sexual Enhancer. Have great sex more often with Viramax. Available at finer health food stores, pharmacies, and retailers everywhere. Call 1-888-TRY-VMAX. Do you? You know, I'm looking here.
Yes. I'm going to ask Buzz a question. Do you take that stuff?
I have tried it, yes.
What do you think of it?
I think it helps.
That's an endorsement.
Wow.
That's what that is right there. Endorsement. Tomorrow on the show, of course, we'll start seriously taking your calls for what would you eat, right, to win a vacation to Las Vegas of $1,000. Tomorrow, Mike, the OJ dog book guy, he is ready for our line of questioning.
You know how long I have been waiting for that guy.
And he's 1,000% serious, but he's writing a book from the perspective of O.J.'s dog,
right,
who was the only witness to the murder of Nicole Simpson.
Very good.
Also, if we have time tomorrow, the return of Donnie's Naked Cruelty. Like, I haven't been cruel enough already.
Yeah, you can always use a little more.
Sure. But that's tomorrow. Now here is Buzz Girdley.
Hi, Don and Mike. Actor Russell Crowe may have a behavior control problem. He got into a fight recently at a restaurant in London and apparently used a racial slur while referring to a rugby team made up of Pacific Islanders. Quoting a witness, it was about skin tone. He was calling them coconuts or darkies. A 21-year-old woman...
Keep it in your pants, Rob.
A 21-year-old woman who accepted an invitation to his room says he threw a drink at her when she declined to have sex.
Darkies.
Quoting her,
Jesus.
Later he started flinging champagne around, smashing plates and coming on to women. He pointed to a beauty spot on my face and asked if it was fake. When I told him it was real, he licked my face as if he was trying to get it off. He stank to high heaven and had food all over his mouth.
Was she a coconut, Buzz?
No, I don't believe so. Otherwise, he probably wouldn't have been there. Crow recently announced he's going on hiatus from all the stress caused by his newfound fame.
He's done that a lot.
Yeah.
What a dick he is.
He has issues.
I mean, he's a fantastic actor.
Yeah.
But really?
He's really got,
nuts.
Yeah, a little crazy.
Actress Janine Garofalo also has issues, mainly with airport security.
And her underpants.
Garofalo, who also still does stand-up comedy, was in San Diego recently trying out some new material. She told the audience that when she travels on a plane, she's always singled out by security to remove her shoes at least twice each trip.
Hey, just like us, though.
The trouble with that,
right,
she says, is her especially foul foot odor.
Oh, wow. Give her credit for nothing else. It's honestly, not for being honest.
She describes the scent as hummus meets vinyl.
Oh,
oh, she's funny.
Do you know?
Yeah.
You had a thing for her for a while.
I'm sure that you remember that I had a serious Jones for her for a while.
You were supposed to have lunch. You never did.
Through a mutual friend, I actually spoke to Janine Garofalo on the telephone a couple of times and was going to actually have lunch with her.
Mm-hmm.
Found her to be, I mean, really, without saying, you know this, witty, funny, very dark sense of humor.
Yeah, great.
The problem was, once when I was talking about, sometime we had talked on the telephone, do you remember how this happened? A guy, I think, in Sacramento.
Didn't he send us her, like, income taxes or something?
She worked on a movie out there, and he sent us her W-2.
Some kind of financial information about what she got paid.
Right. And she flipped out, man.
Sure.
And
we read it, and she didn't like it.
She wigged out. And she will not, I mean, it's not like, I don't even want to say that we were friends, because we weren't friends.
Right.
I am a fan of hers.
Yes.
And through a third party, was able to chat with her a couple of times.
You never got a chance to smell her feet.
No, I didn't.
You never get a chance to experience hummus meets vinyl.
But, you know, she does have a pretty face.
She says she.
I really think she does. I think she's funny as hell.
And a great attitude, which I think is one of the things that makes her attractive. Anyway, she says...
And stinky feet.
She's tried putting baking soda in her shoes, but she's afraid if she does that on a trip, security screeners will think it is anthrax. So she's concerned about that white powder in her shoes.
Right. You know, I had to think. We were that close to having her on the show.
Yeah, we could have had her come in here and kick off her shoes.
And I was that close to going out to lunch with her, but stupid us. And it wasn't even a lot of money that she made on that movie.
She didn't like her, you know, he called her crazy. She didn't like her financial stuff being revealed. What's up with that? Sure, he smoked pot, been accused of womanizing, and played a pregnant man in the movies. Some Republicans think he's perfect to be the next governor of California.
Is this about Arnold again?
Of course, they're talking about bodybuilder turned actor Arnold Schwarzenegger.
All right, I want to tell everybody out in California that's listening to this show, okay?
Yes, right.
And I speak for this show, and I know I speak for anybody that is in this business.
Mm-hmm.
You have to get this man to run for governor.
Vote early,
it
vote
has
often
to happen, and he has to win.
Please give us this.
Please give us Arnold.
They're talking about him favorably, the Republicans are, because of the Election Day success of an education measure he sponsored. Quoting one Republican delegate.
He sponsored. Yeah, like he knew what he was reading.
Arnold would do a tremendous amount to reinvigorate the party itself and the image of the party.
Such a tool.
I say he's Governor Schwarzenegger. So come on.
That's a bigger goof than Jesse Ventura. It really is.
So far, the Austrian-born Arnold has not said whether he'll run. Some supporters who wanted him to run this year were...
What they can't expect with me as governor is a long line.
And they says he's the best governor ever.
I says I don't have the grasp of the English, even after I've been in the
state. What they can expect from Jingle All the Way is a hilarious movie, a movie where they will be able to laugh from the beginning to the end. It will be great entertainment. They will walk out of the theater and say, I am so angry that I can't get another ticket right away because I want to see it a second time. And there's a long line here.
You know,
how long do you stay in this country? Cab drivers that are in this country that long lose a little of their accent.
Yeah. My wife really caught me having an Arnold moment over the weekend. Showtime or Cinemax, one of them, has the rights to, and I don't even remember the name of the movie, but it was out last year, the one where there's a clone of Arnold.
Oh, okay.
And there were two Arnolds in the movie.
Right.
And at one point, the real Arnold comes home and sees the cloned Arnold who's there, and it's so poorly acted, the clone Arnold, who's celebrating his birthday.
There's one that's supposed to be evil and one that's supposed to be a good guy.
You know, as it turns out, they're both good because they're clones.
Right, right.
And they end up working, you know, together.
Two Arnolds.
We're brothers. And
brothers.
Here's a scene when he's holding up his little girl in the air. One Arnold is looking through the window at the other one, and the one who's having the birthday party just has a big, gigantic, I'm a stupid BM eater smile on his face. And my wife came in and she said, what is so funny? Because I rarely laugh out loud.
Right.
And I said, Arnold, Look at him. Look at him. And she said, what? I said, it's just like the way I laughed when he was Mr. Freeze, when they showed the pictures of the real Mr. Freeze before he fell into the vat or whatever.
Right, became right, exactly. Freeze.
When Arnold's trying to be serious.
Yeah, a serious actor.
He's hilarious.
He's absolutely hysterical. When he's trying to be like a regular Joe, too, in the movies. I mean, it's
you know, I know somebody had the name of that movie. Please call with the name of that movie.
Right?
No, it was the one before Collateral Damage, and you really have to see it because he's so bad. It's fantastic.
You go see everything he does because you enjoy it as a comedy.
I love it. Yeah. He's the greatest comedic actor we have, and nobody tell him that he's not. You know, don't tell him that.
Right. But I really do believe that anything he has done cinematically, if he runs for political office, I mean, it is going to be fantastic.
The Sixth Day is the name
of
that movie.
That's it.
Ah, yeah.
The Sixth Day. Thank you, Robbie.
Some of his supporters who wanted him to run this year were wearing T-shirts that read T2 in O2.
And more BM, please. We'll be right back. Hold on.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
It's where food comes out. The Don and Mike Show.
All right.
You're
Buzzy.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi,
Buzz. Hi. I saw a video of this today. This is outrageous. Michael Jackson upset people around the world today when he was photographed dangling a baby over the railing of a fourth-floor hotel window.
You are kidding me.
I saw this. He's holding the baby out over, you know, open space, outside the railing. Dangling it around, dancing it around like a puppet.
Whose baby?
Apparently his. Jackson,
lock his ass up.
He's in Berlin to accept a Lifetime Achievement Award.
That's nice.
A spokeswoman says he has his children with him. The youngest is still less than 1 year old. That would fit the description of the baby we saw, although it had a white towel over its head, in much the same way Michael wears a surgical mask around town.
Jesus Christ.
So it was impossible to identify.
And the Germans are giving him an award.
Yes.
Hi.
Yeah.
Idiots.
In sports, Allen Iverson says he's afraid of the Philadelphia police and that he fears for his life. The Sixers guard says he's so concerned about this he may have to leave the city of brotherly love. Iverson says he's heard of police officers making toasts to his next felony conviction. He says he fears a crooked cop might do anything and that he could wind up dead.
Buzz, let me just go back. We have a visual now from CNN.com.
Oh, you have a picture of this?
Yeah.
I saw the video. He actually...
Yeah, it is. Now, it looks like he's holding the baby from the top. He's not holding, like, feet first.
No.
It appears, but...
But
yeah,
outside,
you're right.
Outside the railing, and he sort of danced it around like a puppet on the video.
Okay, you see that, Mike? That's some sick ass, man.
Jesus
That's
Christ.
That's sick. And, Robbie, how could it... You, get with a stick. Where's my Mrs. Iverson tapes?
Oh, my God.
Buzz was just mentioning AI.
And AI is AI.
AI is AI.
Yeah.
We got to hear from Ma Iverson.
He's upset. What does Mom have to say?
So Allen Iverson thinks people are trying to kill him.
Yeah, well, that's what he's telling both of the Philadelphia newspapers, and he's doing this. He granted them this exclusive interview just ahead of what is apparently going to be an unfavorable TV report
right.
about AI.
Well, AI...
Because AI is AI, we got to go through that, and we'll go through it.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Mrs. she's just keeping it real.
Get out of my face with that crazy stuff.
That's hearsay.
Where you get that from?
That's hearsay.
That's the money.
That's not
you,
true.
Did the one tell you that?
Yeah.
Don't ask me nothing. Did the one tell you that?
I haven't discussed it with you.
All right, then. Don't go there with me. Don't go there with me. Don't go there with me.
Have enough.
You
want to
keep it real, you keep it real with me. Because I ain't for no game.
She's a lady. Whoa, whoa, whoa. She's a lady.
I was going to try this one. Must be a special lady.
And a very special girl.
She must be a special lady.
And she got me sitting on top of the world. Sitting on top of the world. Finally, German sex can apparently get quite loud the more people are involved. In Berlin, some apartment dwellers have gone to court to try to shut down a swingers club on the ground floor. They get a 25% discount on their rent because of this, but...
Clink!
Clink! Yes, gentlemen, Carter.
Are you a swinger, Clink?
I am. Please don't transfer me to the Russian front.
Are you swinging with the Burbanks again, Clink?
I'm sorry I called you, General. Should have worked on
it. Major Hochstetter.
So Major Hochstetter, let's swap wives. Fine.
They do get a rent discount, but they say that's not enough. They say they've been forced to make their own noise to drown out the unmistakable sounds of sexual intercourse.
I had sex with Alan Iverson's mother, Clink.
And she was sitting at the top of the world.
She's a special lady.
She's a very special girl. She's fine.
They also say it's giving the neighborhood a bad name, what with men getting out of limousines wearing nothing but a bathrobe.
There you go.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz. Thank you,
Beth.
Nine. All right, that's it. We got to go.
You
see you tomorrow. Good day to you, sir.
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 Can you?
I got a beautiful cook.
Okay.
Ah, BM.
Peters.
Till we meet again. Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.